Welcome to Session 2 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers RPG Actual Play podcast. We had some audio problems in this episode, including a computer crash about halfway through the session, so the audio isn't as good as it could be. I apologize in advance. Running time for this episode is 3 hours and 16 minutes. Alright, does somebody want to give us a recap of what happened last time? Eric, were you ever able to listen to the audio?
I didn't do it.
All right. So then we definitely need a recap for Eric.
Didn't his character die?
No. Nobody wants to give me a recap? Nobody wants to summarize what happened?
I'm trying to think back in my head what exactly did happen. So,
well, last we found out, we found the clearing where we found traces of blood. We found out one of you and some squirrels have been changed into. I remember that.
Squirrels, yeah.
Was it a cycle squirrel you guys came up with or something like that?
And we had come to the conclusion that the players might have been involved.
Right. It was one of the minor ones. The specialists were not. And yeah. The lady that was running it was not a suspect.
Roberto Monti.
I don't remember their names. Hold on. Let me go back to the Discord.
Yeah.
It was one of them. Yeah, okay, because there was only two female miners, two human miners left. Roberto and... I mean, yeah. had an alibi.
Yeah, and we found the manual, even though it was a basic training manual, it's quarters.
So. Is the audio cutting in and out for you guys as well, or is it just me?
It's cutting out for me.
Okay. All right, yeah, so you had... I'm forgetting his name too. Was down at the school, and you went down there, and there was that squirrel thing that bit the little girl, and Eric's character administered some medicines to her,
and managed to track the squirrel so we can
die.
Check it. I remember that.
He rolled a one. You came out, and they said they just let the one guy head back to the back to you guys were going to follow him back. A little bit of a lead, but kind of following back just to make sure he went straight back. And that's kind of where you left off.
Yeah, we had left somebody back at the base. All that be prepared for.
Yeah.
I don't remember who was left back at the base.
Well, was the base man? It wasn't any of your characters. You were all down at the city.
Yeah, we all went to the city.
Okay, yeah, then it was the people left at the base.
The lady who was in charge of her name already. Yolanda Dexter.
Yolanda, yeah.
Yeah.
My computer's being really slow bringing up my notes. I forgot to pop those up before we started. In fact, my whole screen is locked up.
Tom, you're gone.
Lives in Utah.
I can hear you guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can hear you.
Okay. I figure since you're working for NASA, you have a good connection.
Well, yeah, it's not the connection. It's the computer. I'm still using my own old computer. I didn't have time to. I have my new computer now from work, and it's really nice, but I haven't had time to move all the software over to it to be able to do this. Plus, I'm probably technically not supposed to do this from there. But, okay, there, my computer just came back. So, and we lost Sulky from Discord.
It's been cutting it out. Maybe he got off to see if he reloaded it, it would do better.
Yeah.
I cut much that would help with the bandwidth.
You want us to cut our videos there, Tom?
We could do that, but I don't think that's the problem. Because I'm not, at least on my end, it's not the video. It's not the bandwidth. Maybe for others it might be, but I'm at a third of my bandwidth is all that's being used, so.
Well, your guys' videos updating to me, so I'm guessing that I'm not getting a.
That's true. The Roll 20 is kind of shaky there, so.
Yeah. I only see the empty chair of Angel.
Oh, see, I see. Yeah, okay. All right, well, we're going to do this differently. All right, well, so you guys going to head off to follow him back to...
I think that's wise, yeah.
All right.
All right, so you start following him back. And he just heads... straight back to the base.
Was he using the vehicle that we found the traces of blood on?
No, he had a different one because that one was at the base when he was already down at the school doing his geology presentation to the students.
Okay. Yeah, and that was an air car. He came back in a ground vehicle.
Yeah, it was an air car. You found the blood, and this was a Explorer that he's in now.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to switch the view over here. So,
all right, the village.
Yeah. Where you had the encounter with that little squirrel creature, and you were parked, as was he.
Behind the school.
Yeah, and yeah, that. The, and so was his, your explorer. And so he headed back off to the mine. You guys gave him a suitable head start, and you followed him. So, let's go over to the mine.
There we go.
Okay. For Eric's benefit, the landing pad where the land processing facility in the upper part, and then this lower part is a robotics lab and a tech lab, and then and the garage. Sorry, this side of it over here is the garage, and then B. It's about come out of the reactor. mine, and also it produces more power than the mine needs, and so they kind of they sell it to the village. There's actually power lines that run down to the village from here, so they provide some power. A is the computers, dorms, and common areas for the miners. That's where they live. So he drives up, parks his in there. You see that the explorer's there when you get there. You arrive a little bit later. You assume he's gone into one of the buildings.
It's in B.
No, it's this is the garage, right? I didn't draw my little circle. The two double doors at the bottom
at the right bottom of
D is the garage.
Right. All right. So I guess we go in there and park it.
Yeah, are we gonna? If he's gone, well,
he's gone by the time we get there, right?
Yeah, there was, unless you caught up to him at the very end so that you pulled into the compound right with him. I mean, that's an option too. What do you want to do?
I think we should let him have his space.
Okay.
Well, we did just make an accusation, or at least I made an accusation, and we need to kind of keep an eye on him monitoring. Maybe it would be enough to just go to the computer room and monitor the security feeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right, so we're
going to
park it in D and then go to A?
Sure. That works for me. Eric?
Sure.
I'm just checking.
I can't see anybody. Is it just me?
Because I was worried about the bandwidth thingy also.
Okay. I don't see
anybody. All right, well, I'll switch you over to the interior. So this area here, 6 and 7 are the robotics and technician labs. 5 right here, that's the garage, so that's where you park. Area, this is the interior. Area, so
it was 21 and 22.
21 and 22 is the main computer core, and 21 is the. Those are there.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. You faded out.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, 21.
Yeah, you broke up a lot, Tom.
Okay. Area 21 is the. is 6 computer terminals. So yeah, that's just. Computer access there. Anybody can use those. Area 22 is behind a locked door, and that's the actual main computer. And there's some terminals in there as well.
And that's where we have access to the security.
Yeah, you guys have access to any of it. You can access the security cameras right. From 21 if you want.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna head to 21, and then try to access the security cameras. I think Checheka is the only one that actually has any kind of technical skills with us.
So I will go with.
Yeah. Because I'm useless.
Not useless.
All right, so coming over from the garage, that's probably the door you come in. Or you could come in the top one.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't really matter. Either way, you come through, get down to, as you open that door to go in, you see, forgotten his name again already.
Roberto
is there, and he's talking to Yolanda, and he's just fuming. He's like, they're accusing me of killing the guy. And then as the door's open, he kind of clams up and stalks off to his room. Which is, I believe it was this.
To be fair, it was just me accusing him.
Well.
The same day. They're accusing me. You're probably guilty, you little punk. Well, at least we know where he went.
Yeah. So they were just standing here
the
in the hall. He just ran into her, like, here by this room, by 18 here. So it was just right outside that room that they were standing.
Okay.
And was talking to her. And so she's still standing there as you guys walk through the door.
Hi, Yolanda. I'm going to go over here. And I go into 21. I'll let one of you diplomatic guys deal with her.
Is there a diplomatic guy?
Oh, sure.
I think Jill has the highest personality leadership score of all of you guys.
Yeah.
And she's not here. So she's like, so Roberto seems a little upset. What happened?
Well, how best to put this? Doing some preliminary investigations, it was we cleared a lot of suspects. Well, I don't know if necessarily. There's just some odd things in his story. So we kind of
over his shoulder real quick and say, we think he's a bad man.
We kind of asked a few pointed questions to see if we could jostle him. Yeah, he did not obviously take it well.
Yeah, he seems pretty jostled at the moment. Well,
so
do you think he did it?
I think he's probably our best suspect at this point, unless you have station personnel that you haven't told us about.
No. Got the details on everybody here. I mean, everybody else is inside in the common room here. We're just getting ready to have dinner.
Okay. Eric, you want to... Any questions that you have here? Since you... I guess we need to be a little more specific about what happened.
Yeah, I don't kind of playing with the light switches and stuff.
Basically, when we were searching his through everyone's rooms and looking at who was where when, we started checking off a lot of the boxes, and it came down to the miners, and he's the only one that would have been physically capable of killing someone. And I think he was the only one that didn't have an alibi at the time. Plus, there was some technical information, even though it was basic technical information. There was technical information about the computer stuff on programming. Though it did make it seem like he didn't have any computer experience. But everybody else accounted for themselves much better than he did. So.
Yeah, and so related to the computer thing, Eric, they found that there were lots of little data gaps in the records, like everything had been erased, but they were short time periods. But then for like 10 hours around when the murder occurred, everything was wiped out. There were no video, there was no audio, all the GPS records of the vehicles was gone. It was all wiped out. There was a big chunk missing there. And then as they started looking more, they found little bits and pieces, like 2 minutes here, 5 minutes there, off and on, all through the record that were missing.
Yeah.
It's the main computer guy that was killed, so he probably wasn't the one who deleted the stuff around the time of his death, since he was.
And then we looked.
Elaborate suicide.
Yeah, we looked in the air car, one of the air cars, and found evidence of blood that had been missed. Somebody had cleaned up, and we pretty sure that's where.
That's what they used to transport the body to, that spot where the alien chickens were eating them. Nest.
Okay. So it's not us afterwards. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Oh, did we check something with the soil samples? We didn't get anything conclusive off that, did we?
No, you didn't.
Unless he did suicide by robot. The robot moved him.
And unfortunately, none of us know robotic programming.
Yeah, there was no robotic programmer, and didn't we find out that all the robots were accounted for?
Because yes. If it was a robot, I could blow it up.
Yeah, all the robots were accounted
for. Unfortunately, no, you're correct. The robots were accounted for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, I probably should have gone over the notes again before. Why I made that jump.
The common room has cameras in it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume. All right. So looking through the security in the common room right now, everybody is there except Roberto?
And Yolanda, because she's out in the hallway, but yes.
Oh, yeah, Yolanda, that's right.
She's out talking to you guys, but everybody else is in there. Yeah, they're like, somebody's bringing out food from the kitchen and putting it on the table and... it's kind of, you know, family style. They cook a meal for the group and bring out the food, and then everybody dishes up plates and eats it. And so area 19 here is the kitchen. And so they...
Okay.
Out.
And everybody seems to communicate fine with one another. There's nobody that's staying to themselves.
Not in there, no.
Except for... No. All
right. Now they're kind of, I mean, yeah, you know, it looks like they're discussing something. Maybe they are overheard a little bit of the conversation in the hallway because he was kind of loud. Or the fact that, just the fact that he's not there and she stepped out and he didn't come in or whatever. You don't know exactly. It's kind of, you know, low. It's just a video feed. It's not audio in there.
And do the rooms have cameras or no?
The rooms do, but they only point at the desks. So here, room 32, what you can see is basically that. You can't see over towards where the bed is. You can't see the closet. You can't see towards – you can't even see the bathroom door. It just kind of looks in the doorway across, kind of high across the ceiling and the desk area. So there is some privacy in their rooms, but there is also a video camera in there. So like you can see if somebody gets up and leaves the room, but you can't really see what they're doing in there.
Okay.
Are the video cameras mounted flush to the wall, or they? Can you see any cables or anything going into them?
No, they're mounted flush to the wall. They're built in. Any cabling would be running through the walls.
So you're thinking we should reposition the cameras and try to catch this guy?
No, I'm wondering to the cameras.
Well, we determined it.
No, they erased it from the database itself.
Yeah.
They erased the information from the database. That's how they were able to get everything, GPS and everything, cleared off.
And maybe we should just quickly go over with Eric kind of what we figured out about each of the people here, so you can kind of be on board.
Okay. About the people that work at the mine?
Yeah, let me get back to the general. All
right. Well, the geologist Rusk is a Rusk, Vatalak. Vatalka was into crystals.
Yeah.
I remember that. She was a hipsy, a hippie.
Yeah.
the roboticist Yazarian, I can't remember.
Talnor is his name.
Talnor. Yeah, Talnor Malone.
One of the things we were looking at was how, I think, for like how we were crossing people off, the human female miner was.
But two of them were downstairs at the time.
Yeah.
Down in the mines at the time.
At the time, yeah. And I believe that was the human female and the. Was it the Jolocyte that was were down there at the time in the mines?
I think it was the human female.
Yeah, Melia and Amy.
Yeah.
You're the Azirian. Okay.
Oh, was the Azirian? Or was it? I thought it was the two females, Melly and Amy.
Yeah, I thought that was what it was, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because I remember somebody made a comment. Oh, so the ladies were digging in the mines.
Yeah. All
right, so as Melly and Amy were, we knew where they were at the...
And what did we find out about the Azirian?
I don't remember what we found out about either Azirian, honestly. The roboticist or the miner. Gosh, I don't remember that.
So you mentioned the roboticist, and Yolanda was kind of surprised you didn't recognize him or know who he was, and mentioned that he was an old war hero from the first Sathar War.
That's right.
He was really he was on the planet during the occupation and part of the groups that were fighting against the Sathar. And he just went back to work at Streel when the war was over and is just... And so she, in her opinion, he was completely above suspicion.
And he was quite old, too.
Yeah, for a Azirian, he's in his 60s or 70s at this point, yeah.
Okay. Marcus Allen is the dead one. And the geologist... Oh, yeah, we made the conclusion that nobody with a rock tumbler could possibly kill anybody. It's quite a leap, but...
And do we have the body?
Sort of.
Yes, we do have the body. And it's
the remains after it was eaten by the evil chickens.
We have bits of the body. It was eaten by...
Cybernuts.
Called?
Eric knows what cybernuts are. So there are some of them loose in the area.
But minus the cyber knight.
Yeah,
The cyber knight.
And we confirmed that the parts that were missing weren't stuff that could be used to re-cyber them, right?
Oh, no, it could be. I mean, there are technical parts, there's power supplies, some vehicle-type parts. It's just a lot of it is foodstuffs and then technical supplies, various things. I mean, not all of it that is missing would be useful for building a cyber helmet for one of these things, but some of the stuff that was taken could be. Some of it is also like vehicle parts and gears and motors and servo motors and things like that, so... It could be used in a wide variety of electronics devices.
Well, how do we want to handle this now that we've got our prime suspect?
It's also weird about what was going on with that squirrel thing, that they're being experimented on and created somewhere around here. That's what was, because they were never found before, right?
Yeah, that Somebody was a new creature.
New creatures. People aren't familiar with cybernooks yet in the area?
No, it's not the cybernooks.
No, it was a different creature altogether. It was like a squirrel-like creature, but which they have normally around here, but they normally scatter when people come. These were poisoning people.
This is the second attack they've had. There was one before we got here, and then there was one when we went down to the city. It attacked one of the children playing. So. So there is something obviously going on here, and technically we're supposed to contact Starlaw as soon as we can. It was one of the... scans that we did, it said contact Starlaw as part of the thing. It identified what it was and said contact Starlaw. So.
Yeah, it detected some Sathar-like traces.
DNA
in the squirrel creature.
So. That's where we are at, Eric. if you have any ideas. Hey, we did a bad job of bringing you up to speed before, so.
No, you're cool. You're cool. So is there any Cyberduck handlers or anything in the area where they put them in arenas and fight?
Not that anybody knows of.
Okay.
And I didn't even think the locals knew the Cybernooks were there. They were just in this one area outside of town where the body outside was found.
Yeah.
And we identified through waste what it was.
They knew that it was there. They had seen them. Angel's character was going to go talk to... He had been looking at the video footage in the city hall and talking to the lady there. And she told him that the farmers also had some video feeds out into their fields. And these things had been picked up in the past. So they knew they were around. But they really haven't had a lot of interactions with them. They've seen a few out in the fields, but not... And they, you know, drive them off. But... Beyond that, so they.
It's almost the Cybernook.
They know that the Cybernooks are there. They just haven't been able to do anything about it.
And the Cybernooks were what most likely ate Marcus's body.
Yes.
So.
The Cybernooks will eat about anything.
Well, the whole thought process was the body. That's how we decided how was the body transported, and that's how we figured out it was the air car. But all the records of who was using the air car at the time are gone. So we've got to figure out a way to trap this guy or catch him guilty. And I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do that.
I'm not sure either.
And I'm not interested in frontier justice. So
you're guilty!
I'd rather avoid that.
Besides, we won't get no answers. How many vehicles do they have in the garage?
They have two. Well, they're all there now. So there's two explorers and two air cars.
Okay. Do we have our own personal trackers in our vehicle that we could put on these vehicles?
Not specifically.
Keep track of them. No, right?
Well, we decided how he was killed. You could probably rig one up
with your tech kit.
Okay.
You could build something. All right. But you don't have anything, pre-made to do that. No.
So I gotta go to the garage. I'll go back to 5, so that way I can get some. Stuff and
so you went back to grab your tech kit,
out of my explorer. And I'm gonna tell the guys what I'm gonna do.
All right,
I'm gonna try to build something in this I could put in each vehicle so we can have a tracking device.
Makes sense. All
right,
all right, so you head off to do that. Go ahead,
see you guys later.
Go ahead and make a roll. Let's just have you do that now.
I totally forgot how to do the roll.
You just in the chat window on roll 20, you type / roll and then the die you want to roll. So just a
D100. Okay, so / roll D4.
All right. So you go off to work on that. What do the rest of you guys want to do?
I'm going
to
do that.
Since I made the accusation, it's probably not appropriate for me to go in and talk to them while they're eating.
Yeah, so if he's there. For dinner. He's not. He went to his room.
Yeah. He went to go sulk.
Now, he may come back, but he went to his room. He just got back, so maybe he just went to use the restroom and get cleaned up and stuff. But
I'm just going to stand in the hallway there and just kind of gumshoe-ish and just stare around.
Okay. Okay. Same here.
I'm going to go search the garage. We still haven't found anything that could have been used to kill him. You know, maybe I can find some more clues there.
Okay. So, those of you standing in the hallway, after a few minutes, he does come out of his room and heads in. He looks a lot calmer. And he heads in. He kind of glares at you, but heads into the common room there where everybody's eating and joins them for dinner. And Yolanda has gone back in with them as well at this point, if you guys don't talk to her at all anymore.
Hey, can I go in for dinner with them?
Yeah, if you want.
Sure, I'll go find a table.
There's only the opposite eight chairs. Side of the room. So most of them haven't met. I mean, at this point, the only people who have met you are Yolanda and Roberto. You actually haven't talked to any of the other staff. They were all off. Well, you saw them all the night you arrived. So that's the other thing you guys didn't mention to Eric, is that you arrived.
Oh, yeah.
In town, there was a birthday party being held for one of the girls in town. She just turned 11, or just turned 12. And
is that the girl that was bitten?
No. It was a younger girl that was bitten. Her mom is the computer person in town, and who also comes out and helps the mine sometimes. And her grandfather is kind of one of the founding fathers of the village. And then but everybody was there. The entire town was there. All the parents, all the kids. There's like 37 kids or something like that in the town of between the 13 families. And all of the mine staff was there. So you didn't meet everybody that night when you arrived. And then you guys stayed. There are rooms in the city center, which is where you guys stayed. But since that first night, the only from the mine staff that you've talked to are Yolanda and Roberto. So they all I say grab a plate, get some food. We made enough for you guys too. Where's the rest of your team?
Searching for clues.
They're doing their jobs. I'll grab a plate of what are they eating?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Mashed potatoes or whatever it is, and stick my hand right in the plate and just start absorbing.
You're not the free only guy right there. That's right. This is a mixed race crew. They're used to it. Okay. So they start asking you questions about what you guys have discovered and what have you found out. And Roberto's a little sullen in the corner, but most of the people are actually kind of interested because, I mean, this was with our friend who's now – I guess there's an extra seat because there's only seven people. And, you know, they're interested. Finding out what happened as well. There.
Well, we know there's a dead guy, and we're trying to figure the rest out. Don't know much else yet.
This would be the opportune time for you to go wherever you on the night of the.
Yeah, we were just thinking that. You guys, what do you remember what happened?
Well, so the other Dralocyte and the other human female, the miner, Amy and Mel, they're like, well, we were down in the mine. We'd been on shift we went on shift at sunset and, you know, had dinner and then went on shift and actually it would have been sunrise. But, And then
yeah,
we came back up. We'd been down there. I mean, we heard some chatter on the radios, but you know, it didn't seem to have anything to do with what was going on down the mine, so we weren't paying that close attention to it. And we get back up. Who's here?
Hello?
Marcus was
dead. I think we lost it.
So, you know, we got back up and they told us Marcus was dead. So, we've been down the mines for the last 8 hours.
Okay. What were you doing? What were you working on? What were you doing down the mine? I know a little bit of stuff.
Oh, well, we've just uncovered a new vein down there. The main gold line had run out, and we'd been exploring around to see if it continued somewhere, and we just picked it back up again. And so we were kind of trying to map that out and get the robots organized and to pursue the new direction that the vein was going. So it's been kind of busy around here, actually, trying to get that all set up and going again.
This is not an open pit mine.
Not an open pit mine.
Okay. Start playing around in my potatoes.
Okay.
Anything that looks amusing.
Someone has got to question, I guess, if you guys get the opportunity, Tom, or Thom. Is it Thom?
The Zerian Thom, yeah.
Thom robot.
Well, he after the girls... I mean, I'd been in the mine the shift before then. Yeah. Roberto, we had just been down there. You know, we'd been actually doing a lot of charges that day. We'd been clearing out new areas, trying, like they said, we'd lost the vein, and a few weeks back, and we've been for the last couple of weeks trying to explore in the different directions from where it ended to find it. And so we'd been down the shift before setting charges, drilling shafts, you know, directing the robots. So and we came up and went to sleep. And when we woke up in the morning, you know, it was time for our next shift to start. Is when we found out. Marcus is like, yeah, I mean, we were in bed.
What kind of charges were you setting?
God, he goes really technical with you if you let him. So
sure, I'll spend some time talking tech right with him.
So you guys spend some time talking bombs, talking explosives.
Okay, now just.
I know that's your character's background, so.
Right. So, the length of time it says that it takes to set up match the time frame that they were working with.
Oh yeah, for what they were doing, you get the impression that for the shift before, when they were in the mine, that's really what they were doing. They were both down there, and it seems completely reasonable based on his description of what's going on that okay. That's what was happening.
So I can draw a conclusion from that. It wasn't these two guys' names?
Roberto and Thom. One's a human, one's a Yazirian.
It wasn't Roberto and Thom in the mine with the dynamite.
Yeah, but yeah. They weren't down there at the time of the murder.
Yeah, they were asleep during the time of the murder. This was the shift before.
It was a jealous like clue joke.
Yep. So, but yeah,
So afterwards, Tom said he just came up and went to sleep.
Yep.
And were we able to verify that with the computer records?
No.
That we saw him go into his room and then not come back up?
Because that was wiped out.
That's all in the dead zone, yeah, in the missing zone. That's the area.
Wow. And what does Roberto say he was doing?
He just says, yeah, I mean, that's what I was asleep too. I mean, he's like, I can't believe you think it was one of us. Why would we kill our friend?
Could be me.
Everybody was Mr. Body's friend.
Exactly. So, is there anything that I've been able to find in the garage?
Let's have you roll and do a little search roll. Okay, so you're pretty thorough. You start going through. Actually, that's a pretty good roll. And no, you don't really find anything. I mean, there's lots of things in there. I mean, there's wrenches and there's jacks. The jack up the explorer.
I'm just looking for something that's out of place.
Yeah, nothing seems to be out of place. No. There's lots of things that could be used as a murder weapon to cause blunt trauma, but nothing looks out of place or. You know, as far as you can tell, everything seems to be where it would reasonably belong.
Well, as I said, the really three only candidates are the Vrusk, Ritalka, Thom, and Roberto. And I can't see a guy, as I said. The Vrusk just doesn't seem like he's got it in him. And
I don't believe it's a Vrusk either.
And as a Usurian, I can't see a Usurian bothering to kill a human.
Can't be bothered.
So, the Usurians are obviously always going to be innocent.
In your eyes, anyway.
Yes.
It's either Roberto or Tom. Those are the only two.
What did we find in Tom's room? We searched his room.
I don't remember.
He was like Roberto. Roberto had the computer stuff. Thom actually had some geology stuff. He was doing he was doing some more in-depth geology. I mean, all of these guys have some practical geology because they work in the mines, but his looked more like an upper division college course type thing. Like maybe he was pursuing an actual geology degree.
Oh. So he wants to take a Ritalak's job in the future.
Or a similar job at a different mine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the thing you got from all of these guys, is that a lot of them seem to be doing additional, and Yolanda even confirmed it, that there was a lot of cross-training. Like, Roberto was working with Marcus. Marcus was training him on computer systems. And that's happening.
The only one that was in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's true of all of them. They're all doing some sort of pursuing, you know, additional education type of things in their spare time. Most of them are anyway. But yeah.
All right, I'm going to come in and start talking to people myself.
Okay. Anyone?
I just want to ask you a lot of that question.
Okay.
I just want to know, who did she notice was spending a lot of time in the control room?
More than usual? Nobody, really.
Who would spend time there after hours? Like, without other people there? That's what I'm getting at. Like,
off and on, everybody, but, well, Roberto was there a lot, because, I mean, he was doing the computer class, so he would be on the computers practicing. He'd often spend time in there. I mean, it's our main, you know, place to get news and things like that, so, you know, a lot of people spend time in there, but, I mean, nothing really stands out. I have to think about that.
Yeah, but when you're going there to get news, are you doing it as a group? Or is there ever...
Not necessarily. It's everybody's kind of on their own schedule. Mm-hmm. We have the shifts in the mine, and Ratalka and Talner help out, go down as needed. You know, if there's robotics or anything particular. Ratalka needs to look at down there. A lot of times she is up here on the processing side. But, you know, it's not... Sometimes we'll pipe stuff in here if there's like a big news event or something, but most of the time it's people checking, you know, private emails and messages and things like that. And just the computers are there just for people to use. People go in and out all the time. That's what the room's for. Now, if you're talking about the core 22 in, you know, the actual computer room, that nobody ever hardly goes in there at all. That was mainly Marcus's domain. Sometimes, I mean, recently, Roberto would go in with him, he'd show him some things, but for the most part, that room is locked all the time. Nobody goes in there. That's really for maintenance on the computer itself.
Okay.
And everybody chimes in at that and kind of confirms what she's saying. It's like, yeah, I mean... Never really thought about it. That's just kind of the room where we go for whenever we need stuff. We just get in and out. People are in and out all the time.
Are there cameras in that room?
Yeah.
But all the information that we were looking for about who was in there at the time,
is
blacked out.
Yeah. I mean, if you look since then, and I mean, you can see everybody in the mine has been in there in the last 20 hours since you guys arrived in the village, and the data is there. There's no data gaps, because one of you was in there. Look, you were in there looking. I assume that's something you checked. And if you look through, if you scan through the footage of that room, you'll see people coming in, working on the computers, leaving fairly randomly.
But that's in the computer room and not the security room.
That's in the... Yeah, it's in the outer room. Dinner rooms, nobody's gone in at all.
Could you... You could erase that stuff from the outer room, though, right?
You could, yeah, if you had the right codes. Yeah, if you had the right passwords, which you guys have because the guys at the Strill headquarters gave them to you. They gave you access. Yes. Originally, the only one who had him was Marcus.
And what about access in the security room that nobody's been in? Who would have access to that normally?
That is just Marcus. And okay, so Talner has access to that room too. But never went in there. I mean, that wasn't... He has some computer skills, but he doesn't... That's not what he does at the site. So, but he is kind of a backup there. In fact, he's had to do that.
When was the last time he's done that?
Well, he hasn't done anything right after he went in and checked, but just to make sure everything was okay in there, but he hasn't been in since because everything seemed fine as far as the physical access to that area went. Yeah.
I'm going to go in there, say thank you, and I'm going to go in there and check that room out some more. Just look for anything, any signs, anything's been tampered with, you know, checking panels, look if access panels have been moved, that kind of
thing. You go in and look around and go ahead and give me another another roll. It's all shines. With your excellent computer skills. Everything looks great. So, no, you can't. You don't find anything.
I'm, you know, looking.
Especially now with a 97.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to dead end then, guys. Somebody who can roll has to do something.
Well, I was going to suggest, can you keep an eye on the door while anybody, I guess I could check, what's his name again? Our suspect. Roberto's room to see if there's a way we could widen the camera angle. Because whoever came up with the idea, if we could like move the camera over a little bit so we could get more of the room, I think that was a good idea. But is there a way I can do that in the short amount of time while he's in the lunch or dinner, whatever that.
Well, sure. I mean, you're coming back from the garage then?
Right.
Okay. So you installed the you rigged up some little short-range tracking devices and hit them appropriately into the vehicle.
They'll send a signal off. Yeah, they'll send off intermittent beeps to our
basically, if they're nearby in the valley, you probably pick them up. And so you come back from that, and you want to go over there to his room and look at the camera. So go ahead and give me a technician roll. Go ahead and give me a technician roll.
Make it happen.
Okay.
Make
so
it happen.
You get in there and you kind of and look.
Just like look
at it, and it looks like you can. There's a circular thing on the wall, and then a little bubble that obviously has the camera behind it. And so you and remove that so you can see you can adjust it just a little bit so you can see more of the room to the floor in front of it is the door into the bathroom. You still can't get it to – you can see the corner of the bed. You can't see the whole bed, but you can definitely get to see more. Really quickly.
All right.
And then come back out.
I can see more than just the desk. I can see that way in the closet.
Yeah, you could see you can see the closet. You can't adjust that. Now anybody looks at the camera feeds is gonna be able to tell that his camera got moved, but but yeah, that is you manage to do that and you come out and you hear the dinner kind of breaking up as you come out of his room. And so
go straight to 21 real quick. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Okay.
I'll tell the team when they're done.
All right. So we'll assume that Jill and I guess Zulky, what do you do while this is all going on? Is he there? Can he hear us?
I don't know. Zulky?
Poke, poke.
Okay. Well, we'll assume that they were just in with you, eating, talking to people. Um, So, all right, what do you guys want to do now? It's getting towards the end of the day. It's dawn is actually it's early twilight outside. So it'll be sleep when you wake up. It will be daylight if you go to sleep now. You can stay up later if you want, but it's they're all looks like Thom and actually Thom was down there. It's gonna be Amy and Roberto's shift in the mine, so they're actually getting ready to go down into the mine, and everybody else is getting ready to get some sleep. He's had a long day because he had this thing at school, and now he's going down into the mine.
Is Roberto the two guys I was talking to about what they were doing in the mine, right?
The girl. It's one of the girls.
They said they blew it up.
So it's the human. It's the human female, Amy, and Roberto are the ones out of the
mine. Oh, I was talking Roberto and such.
Yeah, so he's due to go in.
I asked him if they're going to do any blasting today.
Yeah, we can hear you, Zilky.
Okay.
Probably not today unless we run into a snag. We found the we're just going to let the robots – we're basically going to be supervising the robots today. It's going to be pretty boring. But they've got the heavy-duty mining robots that are going to be doing drilling and stuff like that today. At least.
So Roberto and Thom are the ones that are going down.
No, it's Amy and Roberto that are going down.
So do they switch shifts every once in a while? Or?
Yeah, they shift around. Okay. It's not always the same pair down there.
Well, since I didn't eat, I'm going to go into that cafeteria now that everybody else has left and snag me a plate.
Okay. Leftovers from the fridge.
Food was not too bad.
Okay, good. Hey, Zolki, do you want to head out to where the body was and see if we can maybe, while they're looking around here, we could go with the air car and try to track down the Cyberducks in the area? Maybe that might give us some more clues.
Sure, absolutely. Let me get my gear.
Okay.
You want me to find Cybernook Poo and see what's in it?
No, we did find the Cybernook Poo, but remember, I mean, these Cybernooks are there, and somebody knew enough to drop the body off there. I'm wondering if they left anything else around there, and it's daylight, because we were looking in the dark before.
Well, you know, there's nothing against... But you get a hold of its carapace. I wonder if there's any recording data on it.
These Cybernooks don't have any cyberware on them. They're just, I guess they're just
nooks. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, bummer. They're not augmented. They're just the biological part.
And I'm worried that someone's trying to augment them.
Well, we could probably find something, you know. Forensic
yeah.
scenes, there's always something.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Zulky and do that.
Okay.
And maybe Eric should go down in the mine and see if he can help blow something up.
Well, even if we're drilling for charges and stuff like that, I just hanging out with them, seeing what they're doing, and making sure they're doing what they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, and search the mine a little if you can, or just search around. See if you see anything out of place, like some, I don't know. It'd be a good place to store something.
Okay. Am I going to go down alone with two potential killers? And
that's up to... That's up to Checheka.
Or we
let
can,
me finish
we
eating
say,
and I'll join you.
We could say Jill goes with you too if you want.
You know, if you were a good trilobite, you could just stick it inside and fold around it and you could eat all shift.
Yeah, no. No. That's all right. Very happy with my mandibles. Thank you very much. I will munch away.
Actually, is there a way to put a camera on some of the robots? Because, you know, one of our cameras as opposed to somebody else's?
You could if you wanted to. I mean, you could. I mean, it'd be pretty obvious. Without a robotic skill, you wouldn't be able to conceal it, but.
That's true. Well, I don't have it, so.
We got duct tape. You can just put it on the side.
That's right. Ion bonding tape. It's good for everything.
There you go.
It's like FiberFix.
Okay.
Right. So we're going to follow him down the mine?
Are you going to go down with him?
Let's head down the mine and...
Well, wait.
We have nothing on the bodies as to what...
And two
nothing on the body shows blunt trauma, right?
You know, there was. That's what the cause of death was decided. It was fractured skull, and somebody hit him across the head really hard. And that's what killed him. But the body was then dumped near the village, not directly between the mine and the village, a little bit north of directly between the mine and the village. There's a little grove of trees that they found the body was found in. And it had been partially eaten by what they suspect were the Cybernooks.
So I think we inventory equipment down in the mine, make sure everything's there, accounted for. We also inspect the rats, our blunt instruments if they hit things hard.
True.
All right.
And I will, meantime, be hiding behind Zolki because I have just a pocket knife, or not a pocket knife, but a knife, so he's heavily armed.
Well, you know, the only thing I'm bringing to the fight are hand grenades.
In a mine.
I'm thinking the hand grenades are going to do a little better than the knife.
Close quarters, it hurts yourself, though.
Yeah, I don't want the hand grenades to be going off over underground in mines, though. That could be bad.
Well, just don't go down with him.
Problem solved. I'll stick okay. to. All right, doses are okay.
All right.
We'll sleep. All right, so I'm going with.
It's Roberto and Amy that are going down.
Dole. All right. So I'm going now with Dole down to the mines.
Okay, so Roberto kind of looks sideways at you. He's still not, you know, entirely enthusiastic about you guys being around, but he Amy just chats and talks, and she's more than happy to explain what's going on and what they're doing and where you're going, and so they get you geared up, they get your hard hats on, and they have a Vrusk style one because they have Vrusk on the mine.
Can I have two hats?
Yeah, you can have two if you need it. Why do you want two?
Next bump. And, like, put the hat on the extra bump.
All right. They just roll their eyes. They're not completely unused to it. All right. So you guys get geared up and head down. The other two, you guys get in the air car. And
well, my son.
So you take one of the air cars and you fly back out towards the town. What was that?
Okay. I think he said something about fun glasses.
At night, I wear my sunglasses.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what you get for letting Eric.
What are you awesome. Hiding?
So, in the air car, let's do that one first. You guys get in the air car, and you're flying back towards the site where the body was found.
Kill site.
Yeah. Or at least so where the body was the body discovered. Dump. Yeah. And so you land outside the trees and get out. And as far as you can tell, there's nothing around at the moment. And you can head in. Where is there? What do you want? What do you want to do? Do you want to go back into the trees? You're gonna look around the area. What's your plan?
I think we're gonna start from where the body was, and then kind of circle in a spiral out,
okay.
Searching.
Yeah, we did take samples of that of the area where the body was, and I think we took manure droppings from the birds.
Right. Yeah. I'm just looking for anything else that might have been moved by the birds.
Okay. So it is you start looking, and as you obviously, and
hello?
You do hello. And you
sorry, you cut out there.
Oh, that's weird. So it's definitely easier to see, you can see a lot more now that the sun's coming up. It's still not fully light yet, but, you do see tracks from the animals, from the cybernooks going, kind of deeper into the grove of trees. And so you start following those and, probably about 50 meters off. In fact, almost as you're starting to come back out the other side of the trees, you see something on the ground. And of course, you go over and you look at it, and it's a chronocom.
Okay.
Nice.
Takes a look at it and keeps on ticking.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like it's ticking anymore, but it's the screen is cracked. It looks like it may have gotten bitten by the creatures, but it's obviously somebody's, and you suspect that it might even be Marcus's. But
okay. Well, we need to bag it, not touch it directly.
That's a good find. I'll pick it up with the gloves and
okay. And
put it in the bag.
I'll assume you have there's something in the air car you can bag it up in. And so you run back and get that and put it in there. And then the tracks of the animals go off, and this is headed north away from the village. So you could continue to follow them if you want. You could take the damaged chronocom back. Whatever you want to do. You guys can decide what you want to do there. In the mine, so they get
how
you
close,
in.
How obvious are the tracks? How obvious are the tracks?
They're not super obvious.
Could we really follow them on foot?
You could follow them
so
on
we
foot, yes.
Follow with the air car.
Yeah, I mean, they but have like the little chick. No, you probably couldn't follow them in the air car. But they're large chicken tracks, so you've got the little claws digging into the ground. There's bits of vegetation. Looks like maybe it was eaten as they were running here and there. You followed a little ways. You figure you could probably follow that if you wanted to, but it would have to be on foot.
Okay, well, what do you want to do, Zolki?
Well, it's not too far. We could follow the tracks and see where that goes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll radio back that's what we're going to do so they know what we're doing, and then we'll follow the tracks. So
we'll assume that Jill and – I'm trying to remember our other character's name. Shahuzan are just – kind of manning the station. They're monitoring the video feeds and stuff in there. They're just kind of back on base. And so you call back to them and you let them know what you're going to do. And they say, all right, keep in touch. And so you guys head off to do that. Let's go over to the mine for a minute. So they get you all suited up, and they head down, and the mine is pretty extensive. It takes a while to get down to the face that they're working, because this mine's been open for almost 10 years now. They get down there, and there's a half dozen robots. You actually get in one of the cargo cart robots. So there's two types of heavy duty robots here. There's the mining ones that have the drills and the stuff, and then there's another one that's basically a self driving mine car. It's just a big cargo carrier, and you guys all pile into one of those that's coming up from dropping material off in the processing plant there at the mine, and just ride it in. But it takes probably a good hour at the speed that it's going to get down to the mine face. And Amy points out, she's quite chatty, and points out, you know, you see tunnels going off left and right, and she points off what's down those and some of the things they found. And it's been a quite variety of things. It started out as a gold mine, but they've found silver and copper and a few other things down there. But right now they are primarily mining gold. And so you ride down and you get to the face, and there's about a half dozen mining robots in there, and they seem to have a pattern worked out, and they're working and drilling, and Amy does something, and they all stop for a minute. She takes you right up to the face, and she kind of, you know, points out where the vein is, what they're working on, and you can definitely see the gold ore there in the face of the mine. And then they back off, and she sets the robots to work again.
So mostly they're just going to supervise the robots.
Yeah, for the most part.
Now that they found the streak.
As stuff comes off, the robots will bring it over and load it up into the ore carry you rode down in to start with. They'll pull samples out. They'll pull pieces out, and they'll look at it, and they continue to work around the robots. They get in, you know, in between them sometimes, and are looking at the face and things like that. But for the most part, yeah, it's just supervising and checking things now and then, and kind of being, you know, sentient eyes on the task to monitor the robots. The robots are doing all the work. They'll sometimes direct them.
Are they anthropomorphic?
No. These are big, heavy duty. They're on tracks. They're tracked treads, and they've got four arms each, two end in drills, and two are then claws that can pick things up and pull rock and things like that. So they're not anthropomorphic robots at all. They're big, heavy duty robots.
Okay. Do the arms look like anything that would match up with the blunt trauma?
Potentially, but not so much more so. I mean, it could have easily been a wrench or a crowbar. But yeah, I mean, you could have, if one of these robots hit somebody.
Are the claws like really big?
Yeah, they're really big.
So it's not something so much blunt trauma. This would cave in a head.
Yeah, if they grabbed it and squeezed, probably, yeah.
And
from a game rules perspective, if these things hit you, it's 6d10 points of damage.
Okay, so yeah. So that's when you start looking through that. Okay, this is...
Okay, Johnny Five's fine.
Oh, Lordy. So, yeah, these things are way more damaging. So, I don't know. You want to stay down here? You want to watch over?
I like your evidence, Eric. There's the broken Chronicom.
Yeah, I made that a while ago, so I thought, oh, hey, perfect.
So, yeah, you can stay down in the mine. Talk to Roberto. We
could get a little people down here.
Amy is more than willing to chat with you guys and tell you all about the mine. She seems quite excited to have somebody to talk to.
Angel, what about do a little persuasion?
I can try.
You seen my video?
No.
So what do you want to do?
No video. But I can try the persuasion. The video.
My video. My camera. Yeah. Video not getting through.
I don't see.
But that may just be me. I don't see anybody.
See the barbarian.
I don't see it. The only person moving in my video is me.
Ah, joy.
So.
Sorry. Should I get out and come back? I don't want to lose it.
I'm holding a small hand grenade.
Oh.
Persuasion.
It's, you know, it'd be really loud down here. I tend to, you know, I want a good debate topic for StarFrontiers.us. Are Drow deaf from loud noises? Or do they not have an eardrum? I mean, and Vross, too, should be fairly immune to very loud noises. It's just the poor sapiens out there, monkey sapiens and human sapiens that have problems.
Those ears, we could do this. Things.
Yeah, you could do that. Good discussion topic.
No.
Well, superior, no,
superior hearing.
That one of these off. But we could have a discussion and whether or not they want to answer some things. This is a conversation with whatever, only not with the
Chicha.
Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop kind of thing, you know?
We can try. I've never been. I'm more with technical devices than with people, but I'm more than willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, this isn't going to get you fired at all.
Let's see. I don't think I play. I don't normally get on with people that way. They always misunderstand me, and I don't know if this is a good idea.
When you're throwing grenades around, it sort of makes it hard to get acquainted and friendly with you.
Well, let's see. Wait. My personality score is 30.
except for Jill, who has a
45. Maybe we should make an intelligence check to see if we get give up on this idea.
But right, well,
and they got all look at the inventory to make sure nothing's missing.
Yeah. I should. That sounds like a better idea. Let's leave these two in the dark cave by themselves.
It's actually well lit. There's a lot. But if you guys want to wander back up the mine shaft,
yeah, we could do that. See if there's any trails that go into. She was pointing out there was different trails that were going off.
Tons of
right?
side passages. Yeah, I mean, there's whole different.
No, I don't want to get lost either. Though.
You could probably wander around here for several days and not explore every end of the mine.
Okay, just a reminder that was Mr. Body even mine at the time that he ceased to be Mr. Ive?
What was that again? You broke up right in the middle of that.
Was Marcus Mr. Body at all supposed to be down in the mine at this time?
No.
Before he was dead. Okay, so this is just a source of either alibis for somebody or let's go look to see if there's any missing wrenches or candlesticks.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff missing from here and from the city. Tools and stuff from the garage in the city as well.
That would complicate that line of inquiry, yeah, because there is materials missing from both the city and the village, or the mine. Although mostly it's not so much large physical objects. It's been smaller things. But
Booger.
I don't think, yeah. It was nice trying to help you, but I don't think the mine is the place for us to be.
I don't think so either. But it's a chance to, you know, trying to play on the characters a little bit. So he probably finished up looking around, just seeing if there's anything missing in inventory or any kind of evidence that robots left the mine or.
Not that you can.
I'm fascinated by the robots working.
Not that you can tell. I mean, the robots constantly are coming and going out of the mine. They'll work down here. They'll rotate them out. The mining robots get rotated out every about 40 to 60 hours, so that Talnor can look over them and make sure they're all working. Did you guys lose me?
A bit there.
Okay. So the robots are rotating in and out. I mean, the cargo robots are constantly moving in and out. One's coming out with stuff. One's coming in empty. Getting out is not going to be an issue. You can hop on one of the full ones and ride along, or you can walk along the path. It's basically the part of the mine that's being used is lit. The rest of the mine is dark. And the mining robots, there's six of them are down there. The other four are up, or the other six actually, because there's no other four. There's 10 of each, are up at the mine to be, you know, checked out, and that they rotate in and out regularly so that Talnor can service them and make sure that there's not any issues with them. So, robot tracks everywhere because that's, you know, they're moving around constantly.
These robots have cameras on them?
Not.
I would think.
I mean, they have their optical systems.
I wonder if they record anything in their memory that we could check out. Maybe one of them absently saw whose vehicle it was.
That's something you could definitely you'd have to work with Talnor there to start pulling the information, see if there was anything, but there might be something there.
Okay. I figured Dolmotan continue trying to investigate what he knows down, you know, with mining equipment and things like that.
Yeah.
Lead, but I don't know what else he'd do at the moment.
Okay. So do you guys want to head out?
Sure.
Do you want to ride the train? Do you want to ride the robot out, or do you want to walk out and see which path? Because he keeps saying that the mining robots keep going back and forth, but there's like a bunch of paths. There's still one main path. We could just follow the path where they're...
I'm okay with checking out some other paths.
Yeah, I think we should check to see which ones. So some... possibly recent footprints, but not many treads. Because somebody's walking off to the side.
So you guys will walk back out. It'll take you a couple hours to get out all the way. But you'll search the side paths, you know, look down side passages that you pass and look for activity down them. We'll come back for that in a second. So the two of you that are following the tracks, how far do you guys want to follow them?
Well, at least a couple hours.
Okay. So you start out and you you start out away from the grove, and it's headed north primarily. You go probably about half a kilometer, and they run through another grove of trees. There's bits and there's, you know, little groves here and there. They dot the area. You're starting to get to, you're kind of along the edge of the farming, the farmland that's being actively used, and so they haven't been cleared of trees. There's still some trees out here. And as you go into this tree, it's the trail becomes a little harder in some ways, but it looks like they've been biting bark off trees and things like that. So it's actually still pretty easy to follow. But what you come across in that group of trees is there's a bunch of containers in the trees. Like, not up in the trees, but on the ground at the base. It's like a cache. There's like stuff that is, there's like a barrel, a container of flour, and there's some small, there's a box that if you open it up, it has some electronics pieces in it. And this looks like some of the materials that have gone missing from the village or the town or the mine. And the path.
How big are the containers?
They look like you could carry. None of them are really big. You could put any one of them in a backpack.
Okay. So the cybernetics couldn't hide in them.
No. Not at all.
I just don't want to, while we're looking through these, have something.
No, the trail doesn't actually go right up to these. The trail goes through the trees, but as you're following the trail, you notice this off to the side. And it's like partially camouflaged, like there's brush over in that, but something peaks, you know, something looks out of whack, and so you hop over there really quick to look at it, and you discover this. And it looks like there's some various food stuffs there. There are some electronics pieces. Looks like maybe bits from a Robocom kit. There's a couple little actuator motors there as well in the boxes that you find. There's not a lot of stuff there, but there is a little bit, a few things.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to kind of try to look through the things and see, not necessarily for the parts, but if I could find any other information around there. Like, I don't know. I don't know exactly what I'm looking for. I'm just going to search the boxes.
Okay.
To see if I could find anything that's not necessarily the equipment related.
So on one of the boxes, it looks like it's addressed to the owner of the general store. Like, so this probably came from that store. Okay. The other stuff don't really have any identifying, you know, they're just standard packaging and, you know, things like that. There are, the little motors have, you know, serial numbers on them. So that could probably be tracked down to figure out where they came from or who got them. And things like that. But there's no, other than that, there's no really identifying markings on them. Give me another roll, though. Yep.
Oh!
That's all you discover. Maybe it's too dark.
Why am I so useless? Can Volki, can you look at these things? Better luck than me.
Rome no like you.
I just don't understand.
Not good when the DM starts laughing. Cackling.
Yeah. Oh, he's... This is not the first game that this has happened. This
Zulky,
is the...
can you make a D100 like roll for us in roll 20?
I'm going to be so pissed when he gets like a 2. Nah, well, still better than me.
I guess you're not going to be too pissed.
What did he show up for me? Did he roll?
83.
Oh, there it goes.
I like on the winning.
Alright, so you guys. Anything
oh,
else.
Lag.
Yeah, there was. So, find. There's a cache of material here. So, you can take it, you can leave it, whatever you want to do. You're going to be at, you know, 10.
At least to land the aircraft.
Oh, yeah, you could totally go back, get your air car, and land. We can't land right next to this stuff, but you could land near this group of trees, yeah.
Yeah, let's... I would like to go back and get the air car. I don't know what... If Zulk... He wants to keep looking... Get the air car, if he wants to look around some more.
Guys, if something happens...
It's true. I'm still gonna if to go back on my own if that's what it takes.
What was that? Sorry.
And if Malky wants to stay around, but if not, I'll.
He said, "Get the car and update the others." 20 there, so. Sorry. I want to fly over back. Do you want to take it? Do you want to leave it there?
In there. Hello?
Hi. I heard just the last syllable, so say whatever you said again. I don't know what's going on right now. Audio.
I was saying you ask.
Yeah, audio is breaking up really
so
bad.
So he
right
basically
now.
Said that you guys are going to take the car and go back.
Yes. I'm just going to take the car, go back to where Zulky is right now and start putting the equipment in.
Okay. So you guys load it all up into the cargo area on the air car. And you fly back to the mine, the city.
There's still those tracks. We still don't know where they go. We just stopped here because all the stuff comes here, so.
Oh, or you can continue following the tracks, that's true.
To the cyber nooks, they'll eat me.
Zulky put down mine in the chat.
Yeah. Get others. Okay, let's do that.
And you, I will.
Didn't make sense to me. But...
No! Come back!
My audio is being really bad. This is really weird.
Hopefully they will have better. So.
I'm going to try something really quick, see if I can improve my audio. Give me just a second.
Hold up. All right, Zoki, see you then.
Okay, see you in an hour.
All right.
All right, that's really weird.
I really did think he was saying the evidence was his.
Bloody.
Well.
And that's where the computer crashed. I don't know what they said while I was offline, but we picked back up where we left off once we got everything going again. Okay. We're back. All right. Not exactly sure what happened. My computer just got overloaded. We're going to gather up the equipment, the stuff you found, the material you found there, and then head back to the mine and join it back up with everybody. Is that correct?
Yes.
But you arrive
and look at when they're looking at things.
What was that?
See anything on the camera we just did?
Oh. Well, no, because he's down in the mine.
That's true.
So, I mean, you see him getting it looks like he's getting ready to go down and then he leaves his room. So you don't actually see anything because he's down in the mine right now. But so you guys, the two that were down in the mine,
right. As we go up, we check the side paths just glancingly to see if there's been travel going in.
It doesn't really look like there has been. It looks like the mine is really just doing what it's supposed to be doing. There doesn't seem to be anything going off. There doesn't seem any, at least that you find, any noticeable, tracks or footprints going off into any of the older side passages that aren't currently being worked.
All right. So they're not going off to secret paths or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
No.
All right. So then just trying to head on out of here.
You guys get up to the surface about the time that Rennie and Zolki get back in the air car. And they let you know what they've discovered. So you now have a broken chronocom, and you have some materials that were found.
Okay, well, wait a second. I could do something with that. I could break that down and try to figure out some information about the chronocom, right?
Yep, you could if you wanted to.
All right, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Try to see the track location, time. Because we know we'd screw it up.
Well, thank you.
Leaving it all to you.
I can't talk to people, but I can talk to the machine.
All right.
Let's
so,
start getting this happening.
You are right there. If you want, you can go over into the tech lab, which is room 7 on the map, which everybody should be back in on at this point.
Yep. Right next to the garage.
Yep, right next to the garage. And
got it.
You can go in there, and there's workbenches, there's all kinds of stuff in there. So it actually gives a plus 10 to any skill rolls. It's a well stocked, lots of equipment. So what do you want to try to do?
Well, first we would like to find out exactly the location where it was busted, the time.
Okay.
And what else does this thing do?
So this is a communicator. So it's, you know.
Oh, do you want to find where the last outgoing message was going to, guys?
Quick question, Tom.
Yeah?
Does the Chronocom have a GPS on it?
Yeah, they do.
So we could conceivably see where the body was.
Yeah, location. That's what I wanted to find. Location and time where it was busted. That I figured. But I don't know if it has communications where it would. Is there a way to see where the last outgoing communications was going to?
If the memory hasn't been corrupted, yes, that would be in there. you know, it's the Star Frontiers version of a cell phone. So,
so definitely,
yeah. I guess a flip phone style cell phone, but so yeah, you can. So okay, so go ahead and make a skill, a technician skill roll.
Who does that?
Okay, so it's pretty beat up. The you get it open, and you've got it out there, but I mean it doesn't work. But you've got the equipment in the room that you should be able to hook it up and access the memory in that, but you can't quite seem to get there. So you don't know if you're just not connecting, so if something's broken in it, if it's you or if it's the
let me see. Try to hook it up. Can I match
with what?
We all have one of these, right?
Oh yeah, you all have one.
All right. So if I match it up with one of my working ones, I could find out exactly where the connections would be and try to roll again?
Sure, if you want to disassemble yours to look at it.
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
I got to try to make this. Oh, I think this slash. Now hopefully I don't break mine in the process. Oh, never mind. I broke mine down too.
What are you rolling for, Eric?
I'm trying something here.
There's something wrong.
Okay, no. So I just tried to roll low by subtracting from 100, and
you rolled a 94.
I'm still rolling high.
All right. I see what you did there. Okay. So yeah, you can't seem to get it to work, and now yours isn't working either.
Damn it!
Freaking Keystone Cops.
Well, we could ask the mechanic in the town.
You could. Maybe you could even talk to Talnor, the roboticist here, or you could go talk
to
either of the ladies in town, the computer robotics, or the guy who's the mechanic. Yeah, you could talk to any of them. Any of them might be able to help you with that.
Any of them are more skilled than you are.
Sorry.
That's what you're telling us, isn't it?
Oh, he just might roll better. You guys just have bad luck.
I don't know these tools. These aren't my tools.
That's right, they're not his tool. This isn't his shop. That's what it is. That's what he's telling you anyway.
We're the lowest of the low.
Let's see, I can't roll good either. All right.
So, yeah, I suggest we take this stuff. Well, first of all, they took the lamp. You guys took what car? You took a car.
They took one of the air cars.
Yeah.
All right. Check on our Explorer. Did it register it going out and coming back?
Yes, it did.
All right, good. So that's good to know that. At least that was.
All the other cars are still there, though. They didn't go anywhere. But yeah, it definitely detected that one moved off and was more distant and can give you an approximate direction from where the car was that, you know. So yeah, you were that was working.
That was working.
Yep.
Angel.
Yeah.
Besides trying to put the stuff together, could you check with your technical knowledge what can be built with the parts that we found?
What parts? Oh, okay. All the stuff that you got.
Okay.
Yeah.
You brought all that stuff with you?
Yeah. So you show it to him.
Oh.
And he is, well, the motors are used in a lot of it. They're kind of just standard motors. The robots probably have some in some of their arms.
Okay.
Move the door open on the power of the door open on your Explorer. You know, they're kind of a standard stepper type motor.
Be used for a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, it could be used for a whole bunch of different things. And the same thing, the other things are just kind of small electronics parts. There's a pack of resistors and a pack of transistors, and you know, they could be manufactured into anything. So they're pretty general, the material that you have. They could be used in a wide variety of sources of electronic pieces.
Yeah, there you go.
So do you want to talk to try to find Talon, or do you want to go down into town?
Well, let's not use the mechanic.
At this point, actually, a lot of them probably sleeping because it is kind of getting towards the evening, later night. So you could also crash. Yeah, because it's both. It's the night. It's into the night cycle. It's the day night. It's the nighttime during the light period on the road.
So we're getting tired, is what you're saying.
So it's getting late. You may want to just head into town, bunk, crash, and then get up in the morning and talk to people there, come back to the mine, whatever you want to do. Your rooms are in the town, so.
Maybe he tries again a skill check in the morning when he's fresh.
He could do that, too.
So then, off to town, to bed.
Okay.
Off to bed. Yeah, I think he's right.
Okay, so you head off, and you take your Explorer, you drive back down to town. You guys, it's very quiet in the town. There's nobody out and about, and so you pull into the parking lot there by the city building. You go in the side door that goes straight up to the rooms where you have your rooms. And unless you want to do anything else before you go to sleep, you guys can go to sleep and...
Set the alarm for the Explorer. Make sure nothing happens.
Okay. All right. And then you guys go to bed and you get some rest. You wake up. I assume you're going to wake up fairly early. So you're up and about, ready to go. And you get up. Nothing happens during the night. You get up. You check your little... monitoring things. It doesn't look like any of the vehicles. The signal's fairly faint at this point, but it doesn't look like any of them have gone anywhere. They all kind of were just in the garage. Everybody else was probably asleep too. So you get up and you get ready, and you can go wherever you want now at this point. It's early morning.
Go have breakfast.
Yeah. What was the name of the woman in town that worked with Mr. Body?
Oh, that would have been Alicia's mom. Let me pull her.
And she's a really good computer technician, right?
She's a computer tech, yeah. That's what she does.
Okay.
Let me village in my notes. Is her name Cameron Tennant? Husband is Larry Leroy, and Alyssa is the one who had the show. Yeah, what was that, Eric?
It's fresh, new morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey. You want to go back out to the mine and try again in the lab, or you just
we can try here, and then if you go to the lab where he's got
you could
just take another
to Cameron and Michaela's shop there in town too, and use their stuff if you wanted the computer robotic shop here in town.
Yeah, if they allow us, I'd rather just stay in town.
Yeah, because then if he doesn't succeed, she could try.
Yep. All right.
Let's have a backup.
So you go over there, and you get there about the same time she's getting into the shop. You see the kids are going over to the school, and you walk across the street, and she greets you and says, you know, how's it going? Have you guys found out anything?
We may have found something now, but to your garage so I could work on some of the stuff.
Yeah, sure. It's her shop. Yeah, sure. Come on in. What do you need?
Well, if I could have access to the work tables, I could see what I could find out with this chronometer.
Okay, so she says, that looks like Marcus's. Where'd you find it? And but she shows you in, and she says, "Yeah, no, here, sit down. That might have some clue. That might have some information that would help." And she gets out. She has a work table there, and she brings over some equipment for you, and says, "Yeah, go for it." And she's kind of watching because she wants to see what comes up, but she lets you work.
Oh. I'll give it a shot. There we go. Wish me luck.
Watch her.
There you go. Okay. You get it hooked up, and so there's a part of the workbench, a little screen that comes up. It looks like the screen of the Chronicom, and it's basically a virtual interface to the memory that you set up there. So there's little screen. You can click on the screen as if you're clicking on the buttons on the Chronicom. So what do you want to do?
Well, first we want to find out the last location was working and time and date stamp.
Okay, so it was in the mine. In the mine building and the date stamp is pretty close to when the doctor said was the suspected time of death. It's off by a few minutes, but it looks like it was in the mine, in the mine building, based on the coordinates that you get.
Not underground.
Not the underground. Garage? Nope. Or in the administration building, like the room where the rooms are and everything.
Oh, okay, where the computer room and everything.
Yeah, in that building.
All right. Okay, so we got the location and we got the time.
Yep.
So he was struck here. He probably raised his hand up, and that's when it stopped working.
Yeah, probably. That's what you're guessing.
So at least we know that he was. It's definitely happened in the mine, which we sort of knew anyway. We got the right time. What else did you guys want to miss?
Any call data, attempts to make call?
Oh, yeah, the calls.
Nothing really. There wasn't anything new, recent. There were some calls to down to the town. But they were like a couple days before. He'd actually called Caitlin. No real incoming stuff either. So it looks like it wasn't. I mean, for communication, they didn't use him that much. It was mainly a timepiece for him, because they would just, you know. You can assume maybe they just talked to each other because they were all nearby. So there weren't a lot of calls on it. I mean, there's a few here and there, but nothing close to the time of when he was killed.
So it's like the old self, a modern cell phone. So does it have a camera?
Yeah, it does, because it's a video. It does video.
All right. What was the last pictures that it took?
The last pictures that it took would have been
that he took with it.
Well, it's really just a device so that, like, you can look at it. It's like FaceTime, you know. It shows you to the person you're talking to is really what it's designed for. It's so that the person you're talking to can see. It's a video call device. It's not really cameras for like taking pictures and things like that. So. That's all you're really going to get out of that. It looks like the last two calls he made were down to the town, one to Caitlin. And she's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. He had some – he wanted to come down and look at some of the stuff we had here and was going to talk with the kids at the school, and we were coordinating that. And then there's another call to the tech guy. The guy who did, and she goes, that was probably, they were probably talking cars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's...
So how about, is this like, does this have any biometrics like a Fitbit? So like heart rate or anything like that?
I don't think the Chronocoms really are, that's what they're designed for. So they're really just a communicator, okay, and a, you know, a little calculator. So, but it, you know, it does show that he was at the mine, that at least when it stopped working, the last recorded data was basically coincides with the estimated time of death. And he was at the mine when it happened.
That definitely, that brings us back to the same two.
Let's go to the GPS coordinates. See if we can get to that exact room. We also need to check on if Berto or whatever has come back from his shift and what he's done on his camera. Maybe we can watch. We changed the field of view. So
oh, yeah, that's true. Let's
take a look.
Okay.
And while she's here, can she fix my chronograph so I can have it working again?
You can get yours working again.
All right, thank you.
Once you get his hooked up, you're like, you realize what you did to yours, and you fix it really quick, and it pops back alive.
Oh, cramp it there.
So, Roberto was down in the mine.
He was down in the mine.
So when he got killed, which meant that he was only...
Roberto was not down in the mine.
No, Roberto was supposedly sleeping when he was down in the mine, when he got killed.
It was Amy and Melly.
Yeah, the two girls were down in the mine at the time of death. And now that you know the exact what you think is the exact time of death, then yeah, you can confirm that it is the shift that because the body was found almost half a day later. So you can confirm now that shift when the girls were down in the mine and Roberto and Thom were not was when he actually, or at least when his Chronocom stopped working. And so that is the time frame now that you're looking at.
Okay. All
right, so we're gonna head back to the mine.
Sure.
All right. She's like, "Let me know what you find out," and you guys head out. And you drive back up to the mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, we're going to go back to the mine. We're going to park in the garage. Vehicles are taken.
None of the vehicles have gone anywhere. They're still there. Okay. It's still fairly early morning. So yeah, none of the vehicles have gone anywhere at this point. Okay. Are you going to go check the video feeds first? You're going to try to get to those exact coordinates? What do you want to do?
I think we should check the video feeds first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we leave the car in 5, come out through the door at 6.
Okay.
Side door, that's right. The security room.
All right, you go down in there. There's a couple people in there looking at messages and stuff like that, and they say hi. You know, they greet you ask how you know. Have you found anything new? Any more leads? Any closer to figuring this out?
We're still investigating. Hopefully, there'll be a.
Okay. So you go over to one of the terminals, and you pull up the feed.
Do we want to do this while the other people are here, though? Because they're going to see that.
That's true.
Gonna go into 22 in privacy.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so you guys key in the code to 22, and you open the door and go in, and it closes behind you. And then you sit down at the terminal, and you pull it up. And Marcus is currently in his room, and he's it looks like he may have just come out of the shower. But if you run back the time and it just shows him, he came in, to his room, dropped off some stuff, went back out, and you flip through the other camera feeds and you see he went over to the kitchen and he grabbed him something to eat. And he came back to his room. Sorry. He went into the restroom, was there for a little while, and then you're back caught up to time. So it looks like he just got off shift, went and grabbed a bite to eat, came back, showered. And as you watch, he climbs into his bed and flips the lights out.
We need to get more cameras on other people.
I like the laws of this planet. We can just spy on people without a warrant.
They're on Streel facilities. And
yeah, this is Streel-owned facilities.
Yeah.
So can we do that right now, though, if you want to try to do cameras? Who's down at the mines now? Whose shift is it?
So it would now be Melly and Thumb headed down.
All right. So you want to do the same with their cameras?
Yeah, and why don't we check into Thalm's room really quick? Again.
All right. So while I work on the camera, you guys can check the rest of the room.
Yep.
All right.
I'll check, because if he finds any fur around, you know, he won't think anything of it.
I'm just shedding again.
Yep.
All right. So what are you looking
I'm just going to search this room. I'm just checking for anything. I'm not
checking
sure.
For anything. All right. Well, then make a
just searching.
Make a roll.
And I'm just moving the camera again.
Yeah.
Are you ready for me to fail this roll?
You're gonna do it this time. Make it happen.
Okay.
I didn't make it happen.
You don't really see anything. I mean, it looks like maybe he had his study materials out. Because they're in a different place than where they were last time you were in the room. And his bed's a little disheveled. So he probably was sleeping for most of the off period. Okay. And but nothing grabs your attention that there's anything other than he just went to bed and got up and he's still working.
Off to work.
Yep.
All right.
And you can, since you've already done the one, you know how to do the camera really quickly, so it doesn't take you very long at all to make that adjustment.
Cool. And then we're going to do the same for who, please? Melly.
Sorry, what?
And then we're going to do the same for Melly's room?
Yeah.
But with the girls, we have an hour. Well, might as well, better safe than sorry. All right, so we'll do the same for Melly.
Okay.
I guess I will look in her room and see if she's got like a bloody knife around or something. I don't know.
No, you don't find anything in Melly's room. Some,
it's got the bowl in it, right?
The what?
You said the lounging bowl last
time. Yeah, because she's a drowsite. So, yeah, you find, you know, there's some steam bath perfumes and things like that that she probably uses when she takes a shower.
Okay.
And that, but nothing, again, nothing that really stands out to you.
Right.
All right. Incriminating. He's clear.
So where did you guys find this stuff?
We found it just north of the city. Remember how they were talking about they saw some of those creatures just a little north of the city?
Right.
We followed the tracks from the dumping ground, and then some trees that were kind of hanging out in there. They were these boxes, so.
They were put in boxes?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. We probably, at some point, want to get one of your cameras and go put a camera out there. Just to see what we can.
Fingerprints? Do I have any, like, chronology?
You have a couple people with detective skill.
Can you take fingerprints on any
including
of the...
Including Eric.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking... We're a little more modern. We can do fingerprint identification in the field.
Yeah, you could. Well, especially if it's somebody from the
company.
Company.
The mine, yeah, from the company.
If it's one of the eight mine staff, you'll know immediately. Find
Did he
prints,
make it happen?
And actually, you find the same set of prints on all of the items, but it is not one of the mine staff.
What kind of prints are they?
They're human. Yeah, they're human.
Human.
Oh yeah.
Size of the prints. Are they young?
Adult. So. Okay. Yeah, it could be. It could be any of the adults. It could be any of the older kids. Any of the teenage kids. They're pretty full size prints. So. Yeah, that was the other thing, Eric. Everyone in the town is human. Something we didn't mention earlier when we were talking.
Yeah, I figured that one though.
So, okay.
To city.
Is there a constable in town?
No, that's not specifically.
So there's not necessarily a database to the townspeople's fingerprints.
No, probably not. Actually, the one identifying bit that you did find on that is that one of the packages was unopened and it was addressed to, like, it had been shipped to the general store. Yeah. So you could always go there and maybe follow up on that, or and like I said, there are
wondering if there's something everybody uses in town that we could get thumbprints off of, like they thumbprint into the doors of their houses, and we can just.
Some of them have that kind of a security system, yeah, but it's internal to their house, so there's not a central repository like that. No.
Legwork walking around town.
Now you found
to get
that
every
box in the grove, you said, right?
Yeah.
When I was looking at for the cameras on the field, did any of them reach that far?
Not the city ones. This would have been...
No, the ones in the fields.
Yeah, no, not the ones that the city had that you were looking at. This would be something out that maybe some of the farmers' cameras would go out there. You'd have to go and talk with them.
I suggest we go talk to them. Maybe the camera picked up something.
All right. I can head down there and talk.
I'm wondering about visiting that store, too, and see if his fingerprints happen to match up. He's got to touch something that we can inadvertently look at and check his fingerprints against what's there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so you want to go down to the store?
Yeah.
Okay. I will. Let's shift back to the village.
There it is.
All right. So, we. Just my view here. You go down to the. You drive down. You can park around back at the general store. Go in.
Yeah.
There's a young man, age 17, 18 years old. You remember him from the party. He's the store owner. He greets you and he says, "Hey, how you guys doing?"
We're doing well. Just can you recommend what's good and nutritious to drink in the store?
Well, he walks you over and shows you. He grabs something and points it out to you. You want one?
Sure, thank you very much.
And he grabs it off the shelf and hands it to you. About. He says, "Those are two credits for
here
those."
Go, Shane. Here you go, Rennie.
I'm going to give it to Eric.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here you go, doll. Enjoy. What is it? Pepasi. Enjoy. Yeah.
And as you're, you know, you As you're doing that,
you just check to see what prints he's got on that, whatever he handed to me, and see if it matches up.
Okay. Well, you head out back to the car to do that, because I assume you're not going to just bust out the kit right there.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your personality?
35,
you
said.
Don't do that.
But as that transaction is ending, the Mace Washi is the owner of the store, and
hello.
Uh-oh.
How are you guys doing? Any leads? No, he just
no, because you dropped out. That's what...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. The owner of the store comes in just as you guys are finishing up there.
Okay. I guess we should buy a drink from him.
He actually asked you if the mine is still had anything go missing recently, because he's still having stuff vanish from his store.
When was the last time you noticed something?
What, last time you what?
Noticed something missing.
Well, just this morning. I went out and we came down. I was opening up, and you know, we normally have he takes you over, and Rennie immediately sees the gap in the stuff on the shelf, and it matches one of those one of the, like, the flower canister that he found out in the woods. And he says, "Yeah, so this was missing this morning. No idea where it went."
Tom?
Yeah?
Would I know if anyone's ever tried to train Nooks? Like, can they be trained?
Them? Not really. I mean, they use them on New Pale. Yeah. They have a kind of an underground pit fighting thing where they pit them against each other in battles, but not really. They're a really wild animal.
All right. Okay.
Well, that's interesting. We'll let you know if we find it.
Okay. I was just wondering if they were training Nooks to come in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a squirrel.
It's an idea.
It is an idea. It's not a good idea. I understand.
All right. Eric, was that your role, Eric, to match the prints, that 84?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you don't really get a usable print off it, so you can't quite tell. It may be the same there, but there's not enough there to make it really confirm that those two prints on the boxes were the prints of the kid.
Are we gonna have to buy another soda for you?
Did you ask me? Did you tell me that? I'm like, oh. No, he enjoyed the drink so much. Can we have another? Thank you. Here's two more credits.
No. Yeah. We are the B team.
Dice just don't like us too much. Sometimes,
I don't like you at
not
all.
Too much.
Oh yeah, that was great for Zolki the other day when he shot the squirrel. You rolled a one for him.
Oh yeah, he was a champ on that one.
He's the only one who's made a yeah. He sunk.
Well, I want to go back to checking those cameras, so I want to go out to the farms.
Okay.
You guys can talk to the farmers while I check the camera feeds.
Okay.
I don't know what to say to farmers.
Is it possible to get a camera from you, or can we get some kind of camera that we can go maybe, if we want to, we can go back to where that...
And put it actually in the grove?
Yeah.
Oh, hanging from a tree and stuff like that?
Yeah, like
a surveillance camera? Yeah.
The wildlife
camera. Just buy one right here in the general store? No.
Yeah, no, actually, he does have a couple. If you want an outdoor camera system, he is. Yeah, we every once in a while somebody's got to replace one, so we keep a few here in the in yeah, stock for people.
Do we have like a company expense here?
Yeah, you could bill this for the to straddle.
Yeah, I'm going to get two cameras so we can just put them in different.
Yeah, he pulls them down off the shelf for you and rings you up. Actually, he sends his son to go get them. And then as he's ringing them up, and then he hands them to you. And
put them directly in the bag here.
All right. So you get them. Pretty standard. They're an outdoor rated. I mean, they're designed to withstand the weather. You can set them either to record. They can record for like 100 hours of footage internally, or you can send them to broadcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we have them broadcast, though?
Mm-hmm.
So
they can broadcast. You can do that, too. And they have the same
night vision?
They have the same, these do visible and infrared. And they have the same transmission range as a Chronicom, so 5 kilometers.
So you, can I? I'll just set it to my Chronicom.
Yeah, you can have it. You could have it do that. Yep.
Okay. I could do that. Yeah. And if it's something that doesn't require a roll, I could.
You could do it. Yeah, you get out the instruction manuals, and it's in Yazirian and English and Rusk and Pangal. So you're good. You can read it. All right, so
okay. Well, I'm on the
Eric.
Head out
you can make Eric another fingerprint roll if you want, because they both handled those boxes.
Come on, Eric.
Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Get it happen, Eric.
Here you go, Eric.
Wait, Eric.
Eric.
Did we lose him?
We're going to hear a flushing noise in a second. I can roll for him. No.
Not you.
You can roll for him.
It'll work since he's not rolling for himself, right? We'll have him roll when he comes back. Wherever he went. I'm not sure what happened.
I just don't have luck on these things.
All right, so you want to fly back out. You want to, well, in this case, you've got your Explorer, so you want to drive back out to the Grove now, or do you want to go to the farmers first?
The farmers are on the way, so.
Well, they're just up the street. I mean, you would go up to their house.
Yeah. I'll
just
do that.
Up the street. So, all right, so the house in question that would be probably is this one. The Grove is off in this direction.
Which house again?
The second one on the right. Mission shop, and then the second one around counterclockwise from there. So, and that is, let's see, that was the Smeasons. So this is Remy and Caitlin Marta in that house. That's their... And so you.
So we have. Oh, we park in the truck.
And so this
are they there?
The central circle area is like a giant. You know, there's all kinds of different roses in there, but yeah, you park. Caitlin answers, the door. She says, "Oh, hi."
Hello. Greetings. I'm Chichika of Shrill. I was wondering if I could have access to some of your surveillance cameras. The files.
Yeah, sure. What do you need? And she calls back. She goes, Remy! And her husband comes in. And her husband comes down. He goes, oh, hello. What can we help you out with something? And you tell him what you're looking for, and he's, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Come on in. And he takes you back, and he's got a little workroom. Sitting there, there's a little set of monitors for the camera. Says, yeah, we just kind of, you know, have keep an eye on the fields, get the robots out there. Where do you want to look?
The outermost fields towards the, what was that?
It's kind of north of them.
He goes, you give him direction. Oh, okay, yeah. So it's kind of at the edge of what you can see on the camera. I know exactly which group of trees you're talking about. And so he pulls up the camera, and you can see out there. You can see the trees. They're off in the distance because they're beyond the fields. But they're definitely there in the background of the camera, and he starts running it backwards, and you see yourself go there and come out. But you're really small. I mean, you know it's you because you recognize the timestamp on the screen, and that's when you were out there. And it's a human and a Yazirian, so you can tell it's a Yazirian. But you wouldn't be really, if you didn't know it was you, all you'd be able to see is it's a Yazirian. But you continue to run back, and it shifts over to infrared because it goes dark. It's nighttime. Yeah. And about 3 hours before dawn, there is a heat source that looks humanoid go into the woods and leave back towards the village. So along the outer edge of the fields, they're outside of the farm fields, but something does go in there, and you notice that when it goes in, looks like it's carrying something that's not as hot as it, because there's like part of the body that's blocked, that's not giving off any heat really. And then when the body comes back out, that's missing. So somebody deposited something out there.
And is it around the same time as when chronometer stopped?
Oh no, this was just last night. This was like,
oh,
8 hours ago at this point.
How sensitive is the infrared?
What do you mean? What are you looking for?
Well, like different body temperature of a human versus a Yazirian. It's like 2 degrees.
It's at that distance, maybe not. Your guess is that it's a human.
Yazirian's arm should be longer to its
exactly,
body.
Yeah. Based on, I mean, it's not super high definition, but you would guess that it's a human as opposed to a Yazirian, because you don't see any indication of the wings flaps or anything like that, because they would give a heat signature, because there is blood flowing through them. So,
all right. So
it's probably a human. And if you continue to run it back, the day before,
I want to go back to when the time the thing stopped.
This would be still not to the point where the murder occurred, but during the daylight, again, you see someone go out there, and this time you can definitely identify it being a human and male. Somebody went out there that time again, and the farmer is like, huh, I've never noticed that. You know, I don't usually review them. I usually come out and look if something's going on just to see what's happening. But and so he's now curious, and he runs it back some more. And at the time of death of the or when maybe the body was dumped, nothing happens in that grove of trees, but the one where the body was is not in the field of view of his cameras. That would be the other the other family next door, the Smeasons. The one
between, like, we gotta go to the Smeasons.
Yeah, between you and the technician. But you see, like, every other day or so, every day, every other day, somebody's going out into that grove of trees. Grove. Yeah. You can't tell who it is. There's not enough definition. It's too far away. But it's definitely a human male. That's about all you can tell.
And that's the grove where this...
That's the grove where they
stolen
found...
Stolen stuff.
The stolen stuff, yes. From the city, yeah.
Now, can you see how they're getting out there? What vehicle?
They're walking. As far as you can tell. It's not that. I mean, it's a kilometer or so from the city.
That's somebody in town.
Yeah. The other thing you notice is that as he keeps going back, because he's running it back now, because he's like, wow, there's another one. And about 3 days ago, an air car lands by it. And it's obvious it's one of the ones from the mine.
And do we know who gets out of it? Like a
you can't see because it lands on the other side of the trees. But it lands, it's there for a while, and it lifts off, and it flies north. It flies away from the mine.
So the mine is directly...
Wait, north? Away from the city, too?
Yep.
And that's... Okay, so that would mean... Okay.
It flies north-northwest. No, northeast, sorry. Away from the city, away from the mine.
Okay. Well, I guess that's where we're headed next. Well, I mean, after we head to the Schmiesens.
And that's as far back as his data goes. It only keeps a few days.
Right.
That would have been about 2 days before Marcus was killed. Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna go over to the Schmiesens. You wanna come?
Okay.
Well, we'll send Eric now that he's back.
Oh, is Eric there?
I thought he was.
Are you there, Eric?
He said he could hear us when I text him, wrote him to Discord.
Well, he's obviously gone to get nachos or something, so yeah, we'll head over and check to see if we can do the same thing. Knock on the door, and we're trying to solve some things here. You mind if we look at your security feed?
Yeah, they invite you in, let you. His setup's very similar. It's the same kind of camera that you just picked up at the. And he takes you back.
And now this is the grove where the body was found.
And this, it's a little further away, so this is even harder to make out. But there is sort of activity. You don't see any vehicles. But if it was an air car flying low, coming in, you wouldn't see it because of...
And the air car was on the other side.
It was on the other side. The depression was away from the city, so it's entirely possible that the air car did go down. And you maybe can convince yourself you're seeing something that indicates that, but there's not really there. It's just a little bit too far away to really make out. However,
nothing on the infrared?
Not really. The trees are interfering. Okay. However, you do see about 2 hours after what you now are assuming is the approximate time of death, about 2 hours later from that, you do see a group of three of the Cybernooks go into that grove of trees and then come out. They come in from the south side and they go out the north side about 20 minutes later. And then they got there. They head up towards that other grove. And you did, sorry, I forgot to tell you, you did see them go into there because you tracked them there and you knew about. And so you did actually at one point see the Cybernooks go into that grove of trees, but you didn't see them come out. If they did, they went out the far side and off in a direction that was obscured.
And do they look like they are traveling, just wandering, or like they're on the scent of something? Like
they look like they were just, at that point, they just looked like, when they went in, they were like pretty like focused and they were moving quickly. When they left, they were much more kind of just meandering out.
They were relaxed. They were full. They had the itis. I'm a little nap.
I tell you. Out of curiosity, do we, they're probably those, we might not be able to tell those crazy squirrels. Because we've only found two of them.
Those are
too small.
I mean, if it was close to near where the camera was actually mounted, it would pick one up. But even then, you may not be able to tell the difference between a normal one and a modified one. It's pretty subtle.
Hmm. Okay, well.
At least we got some info. So, how many cameras did we buy?
You got two.
That was all you want to put. Oh, that's what I had. Well, that's it. So we're going to put one in each. Was it two separate groves or one grove?
Yeah, there's two separate groves.
Two separate groves. One where the body was dumped, and then one where the stuff was fired. West is another one.
So where do you want to put the cameras? Two where the stuff was found, one where the body was found, and one.
I would imagine it would be better to put two where the stuff was found because was found,
right? Yeah.
The body was just a body dump.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So we're off to the grove. Okay. Unless you want to ask Mr. Smith any more questions.
What do you think, Eric? Okay.
Oh, sorry.
There he is.
Oh, he's back.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I was up really early this morning.
You get another chance to do a fingerprint roll because they bought some cameras from the shop owner.
Please.
Hey! There you go. The fingerprints on the stuff you found in the woods match the son, the 17-year-old boy.
But he's stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting it out there. He's the one that's walking.
We found his hideout. His hangout.
Okay.
But somebody's taking an air car here. I don't know.
Any other fingerprints among those that are not his?
Not on the stuff out in the woods.
The general store?
Uh-huh.
That family didn't have an air car, right?
No. Most of the people in town just have ground cars. Nope.
No, okay. He said it was from Streel, the mine.
Yeah. Okay. So?
Oh, wait, that was 3 days before the murder.
Uh-huh.
Can we look at the GPS?
The GPS still has it? You can. You do that because you've got it downloaded at this point. And it matches some of the missing data that you know about.
Oh, frick. Oh,
but it does match it, so... it's obviously almost an exact hiding, yep.
Someone that has access to the computer.
How about since I'm the scout, I'm gonna go out and put up the cameras. You and Eric go and question the kid because he's obviously knows something or seen something. Good cop and solid sight.
Good brusque, bad damage. Yeah. I'm ready. We can try. Well, if his dad's there, though.
Well, that's where you could say, hey, we need to talk to you about something. we don't want to get you in trouble. This is your way out of it. Tell us what you know. Something like that.
All right. You got that, Eric?
Sure. Do I get to use my grenades?
You can play with them.
You can show them off.
Like, yeah.
Just to set them off. That's your,
yeah, there you go. Just,
kid don't know that.
Exactly. But, yeah, keep the...
No property damage, please.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I'll go up and put the things on if you guys want a question.
Okay. So, we'll try.
All righty.
All right.
I think we're going to play juggling. I'm going to start rolling these grenades between my hands. You know, and then I'll... every now and then I'll stop holding one and tug on its pin a little bit and then roll them around in my hands.
And I'll try to be the good one.
All right, so what do you guys want to ask? So you get back there. What do you say to him?
Okay. Is the father around?
Not at the moment. Not when you. It looks like he's manning the store. The dad came down because he heard someone come in, and then he heard it was you guys, and so he was coming to find out if you'd learned anything. Okay. And but it looks like the young man's actually kind of manning the store. Not that it's super busy in a little town like this.
I tell him, listen.
Okay.
We have found out that you are the one that is hiding stuff. You're bringing shame upon your family and business. Russ finds the business to be very important.
When you start playing around with your hand grenades, you forget which one is like the fragmentation grenade.
He looks at you guys like you're crazy. He actually seems honestly completely shocked by that comment. That he has something to hide, because he's like, what are you talking about? And
okay, is he for real? Can I do that?
Yeah, go for it. And okay. Your Dralisa has lie detection, so both of you make a roll.
Look at that. We can both do a roll.
Oh, this is gonna be
the chances 5%. Are low. That was Eric. Eric didn't do his lie detection
right now.
Okay, you can't tell. Eric, I want you to make another roll. Just roll another D100.
This one's a fragmentation grenade.
All right.
No.
Yeah. It just keeps going higher.
This one's a fragment.
He can't.
All right.
How did you see what he shot?
Okay.
We know this.
So as far as you can tell, it's an honest response on his part. He doesn't he doesn't seem to
anything. No, this is a real good actor.
As far as we know.
Yeah. So but he's curious as to why you would say that. So he asks you, like, what makes you think it's me? Why, you know, what? Because, I mean, yeah, that's
we saw why. The videos of you going to this location, dropping off what you've obviously handling. We have verification that you have been
there. Now we have fingerprints.
Wait. Okay. Yeah, show him. Let's pull something out. See that we found this out there.
He recognizes it immediately. He's like, that went missing like day before yesterday. Dad came down and there were two of them actually that were gone. And
we only found one, right?
Well, I assumed you gave him the you showed him the motors. Sorry, there's the two motors. Whatever. Okay. Whatever. He identifies it, and he also mentions other things that you found. He says, yeah, all these things went missing. This is what went missing that day. It was this and this and this. And we've been, I mean, we've had the flour canister that my dad showed you earlier, that went missing yesterday. And a few days before that, it was, there were some, one of the power packs went missing, and things have just been vanishing, and we don't know where they've been, you know, what's been going on.
But you are the one that are taking them out there.
Not that I remember. He seems completely flabbergasted.
He's okay. Eric, do another lie detector test. See if this kid is lying, please. I don't know.
He only has like a 5% chance. It's not very likely.
80%.
All right.
Maybe we've got to be getting confused here by the fingerprints.
But the fingerprints are on everything. And the items are this. I mean, he can't have touched everything that's in this store. That was just happened.
You're right, but
he stocks it, though.
Thank you. That's.
But it's also a male human that's out there.
The whole town is humans. Bunch of monkeys don't know what they're doing.
Don't call them monkeys, they're humans. Don't be giving us monkeys a bad name. Well, okay, where would it be? Okay.
I thought you guys were squirrels.
So somebody dropped it off. We gotta put the cameras out there. That's all we can do now.
So Brittany's on his way out to put out the cameras, and I assume he's taking Zulky with him.
Yes, so Zulky can kill somebody or
something. So that if anything shows up. You go out, and now it's full daylight. It was twilight when you were out here before. And so now it's full daylight. And you find some great places to position the cameras so that you get the approach where you think, based on the camera view that you had from the farmer's cameras, where you think the approach direction is, and and the actual cache location where stuff was being stored. And then I want you to make another roll, Shane.
Okay. Got it. Just hoping to avoid this. Okay.
Instead of slash roll, you got to put slash pray.
Slash pray. Yeah. So you
what did you get?
He rolled an 81.
Get an 81. Yeah.
But you do know that an air car landed here. So you go out outside the trees, and you actually can find where the air that it's not wasn't just a one-time thing. There's actually indication that air car has been showing up here fairly regularly, because it's and when you're looking for it, that you can see the landings, the marks from the air car landing in the area outside the trees, and it looks like it's landed there multiple times, enough that it's kind of made a semi-permanent mark on the ground. And you notice a path that goes in from that location into where the stuff you found was as well.
Okay. Quick question here. The standard equipment pack comes with a Doze grenade, right?
It does.
Can I hook up a Doze grenade into one of the boxes so that it goes off if it's opened?
Oh, yeah, you could try that.
Then I'll put it into one of the boxes that's directly in view with the camera.
Okay.
So, and I've got it hooked up to my CoCom.
Right.
So I'm just going to do that. I'm going to set a trap. So okay. If I see something, the doe's grenade goes off and we can go up and pick him up.
Okay. You set that up.
Good idea.
And it's there. And,
okay. Please don't tell me I need a roll.
You don't need
I
a
can
roll.
Do that. You need the trap. I'll do the trap.
All right. You want to roll for that, Eric? Yeah, actually, that would fall under your demolition skill. That actually would fall under your demolition skill. Yep. So,
let's do it, Eric.
Let's go ahead and do it. Okay, Eric sets it up, and it's there.
Go ahead, open it up and try it out. It works. I promise you.
No, because then you might not get the second time. We'll try.
All right, so you've set your little trap, and you've got your cameras up there. What else? What do you want to do now?
Get out of Dodge.
Well,
not really a trap if we're there.
I assume that, but I meant while you're waiting. You've still got about half the day left.
Can we take the air car up north? Just kind of circle around?
Yeah, you could take it out.
Kind of in the general vicinity where that air car headed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave the Explorer at the mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to get an aerial view of things. Just, you know, just on the just a quick search.
No, that makes sense. Maybe we could get a fly at that northwest area and just see what's going on. So we're going to drive back to the mines, drop off the excavator, and
all right,
take an air car.
So you you do that. You go back. You park your Explorer. You grab one of the air cars, and you head out. And you start flying north. East, and there's really nothing. There's a mountain pass out of the valley you're in, about 10 kilometers in that direction. Are you going to circle around in the valley? Do you want to go through that pass?
You know, I think maybe
what do you want to look for?
Heading down the valley, if I'm trying to be hidden of my movements, I'd probably want to go down in the valley. I'm just going to think like a criminal.
Okay.
And there's caves and stuff like that that they might be in there.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, guys?
I think we should stick in the valley, too.
Okay.
We'll circle around the valley.
Yeah.
I don't think we're talking
about it. I want everybody to make a perception roll. So just roll me a D100. See what we see.
6!
Oh, you go, boy!
42.
That's the answer to life.
That's an answer to everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
I see nothing.
Angel's too busy flying.
There you go.
His skill's in ground vehicle, so he's
in the air. Okay?
Yeah. So
he's a white knuckle flyer, you're saying?
Yeah. So it's just you're not trying any combat maneuvers, so he's actually not that big of a deal. But you're flying around and you take off from the mine and you fly over to where you set up the cameras, that grove, just to kind of get a feel for that time frame. And then you take off to the northeast, and you fly out as far as, you know, towards the edge of the valley, to the foothills as they're starting to go up, and there's the little canyon there. And you're turning around and headed kind of back in because you didn't want to go out of the valley. And Dol Mutan sees something as you turn around and come back. Something on the ground catches his eye. It's like a flash or something, and he points it out. And it's just really weird because this looks mostly like wilderness still out in this part of the valley, but there was something down there that that caught your attention.
Okay.
Nope, I guess it's, I'll...
Hey, guys, there's something over there. We should go check it out better.
Huh? What? Where?
There. Oh, there. Right. Stop flying around and go over there.
Okay, so it's actually not too far from the mouth of the valley, of the canyon out of the valley in that direction. But you land and there is a small, it's mostly covered in brush, but it looks like maybe something blew some of it off, and that's what you were seeing. You're seeing a glint off, but there is a kind of a metallic dome there in the ground.
So land next to it.
All right, and it's not very big. It's maybe five.
Small building, but
not even that big. It's maybe a meter and a half in diameter, and only about a meter tall at the highest point.
Well, could be a door, hatch, or something. I saw this on Lost.
I didn't. I've never watched.
I'm not sitting in it.
You're lucky because that final episode would have been. Why did I waste 5 years?
All right, so yeah, it's there.
I only saw the first episode. Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to.
I think Zolti needs to go take a look at it.
Yes, walk around it and look to see if it's a building or a door or what. I'm not opening anything, though, until I ascertain what it is.
It looks kind of like just like a covering of some sort. There are some handles. As you get closer to it and you kind of, you know, looking around without really touching it, there's on the one side, actually, it multiple places around it. There are like little handles that you could like use to lift it if you wanted to. And they're just a little bit above the ground at about 3 points around the dome. It looks like you could just lift it up. It might be kind of heavy because it does look like it's made out of metal. But it almost looks like just a weatherproof covering type thing.
Like a tent of some sort.
Kind of, maybe. You'd be really cramped. I guess a drowsite could snuggle up inside it. But any of the other, you'd be really cramped. Unless it's dug out underneath it. It would be really cramped inside there.
Can I take a look at the toxi rag?
Covering something?
Uh-huh. It's not picking. Your toxi rag gauge isn't showing anything.
And look under it as you guys crack it up, lift it up, just a crack, and I could look under. Right. Not saying stretch inside, but I can get my
put your ice box eyes right down at ground on the level. Ground. Yeah.
You are violating everything we've learned in Boy Scouts here.
Let's stick my head inside the hole. Can we put a camera?
Look, and then lift. I'm not sticking anything inside there. I'm just lift it up and look.
Okay.
So can we lift it easily or should I get the jack?
Are you going to try?
Yeah. There's four of us, yeah.
Yeah. You can lift it without any problem. I mean, it's kind of heavy, but one of you...
You only have to tilt up one side.
Yeah, I mean, you could grab one handle and you could tilt it up.
Okay.
All right.
Without... I mean... It's kind of heavy, but it's not super heavy. I mean, the whole thing, as you start to lift it, you realize the whole thing probably weighs maybe 20 pounds.
All right,
well, fully there.
Yeah, it's not like massively heavy or anything.
Am I going to need a flashlight to look underneath there?
Probably, unless you lift it up a lot.
So let's have a flashlight ready right next to me. And
okay.
Are there any alarms on this thing?
Wires, make you don't like see anything. Go ahead and make a detect traps roll. We'll go ahead and make a tech roll.
Oh,
while they're doing this, I'm going to step back about 5 meters.
Boom! Oh, there's the trap!
Son of a... Actually, while you're stepping
well,
back...
While he's doing his attack roll on it, I'm going to see if there's anything demolitions-like about it.
Yep. And Shane, you make a roll as well, please.
I see nothing.
Okay. All right. You do not detect... You're very careful around it, but it really does look like it's just some sort of a weather dome of something. It's just... You don't see anything. There's no wires running out of it, no alarms, no mechanisms, no trip...
Triple death.
All right, Eric.
Yeah, you
lift it up.
Make a blind draws out here real quick.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys lift it a little bit. You shine the light in. And it looks like in the very center of the area covered by the dome, there are some packages of something. But unless you lift it up more, you're not going to be able to tell. But you see some... You know, you get a reflection off plastic wrapping and a metallic glint and things like that.
The stuff that was missing.
Do they appear in any way to be attached to the dome?
No, it just looks like it's sitting there on the ground and the dome's sitting over top of it.
Believe it or not, I think this is safe.
As he says from 5 meters back.
Safe for me.
Okay.
All right.
I say we lift it up and just see what's under here.
For all right. Catches I on didn't fire, find any alarms. All sight scan does.
So as they're lifting it up, I'll watch to see if anything's being touched or pulled.
No, there isn't. You open it up. And you lift it off, and the dome, it just lifts up. It really is just a covering. But inside of it, you, again, find more things that fit the description of stuff that had gone missing from the city and from the village and from the mine in this case. There's some things that are on the lists that you guys have of the mine stuff. And it's this, and it's stuff that disappeared in the last 3 to 5 days.
Yay, fingerprint.
So somebody is
time again.
Supplies because it's food also, right?
Yeah,
food
there is,
and general.
There is some food here. Stuff. There's some electronics here. There's a couple 20 SEU power clips. And they're all kind of protected against the weather, and then they're under this dome, which was partially camouflaged. Off. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a drop-off, exactly. So go ahead and roll, Eric, for the fingerprints. Okay. You at first you don't find anything. You're looking. I mean, they're.
I'm gonna take 20.
What? however.
There appear to be drill site fingerprints.
Yeah, there's drill site fingerprints everywhere.
Yeah, there are. All over it. Hey, there's another one. And another one.
But you do get a partial print, and it matches Roberto's. Nope.
Oh.
It matches Roberto's from the mine.
Our suspect.
There you go.
Now, there are right, other so the ones there, but you can't identify
there,
them.
And then Roberto is taking the car and taking it there.
What kind of fingerprints are the other ones? Are they human or are they something else?
The stuff that you know came from the mine,
mm-hmm.
It looks like... some of the stuff could have a Yazirian print. Some of it could have a Vrusk print. It looks like, I mean, it may have been handled by the person. Like, if it was a piece that might have been in the robotic shop, it could, maybe that's Talnor's fingerprint on it because he handled it. kind of thing.
What about fingerprints on the covering?
On the covering, there are only human fingerprints there, even though you can't.
And those are
the one you identified partially is on the covering, yes, and that was Roberto's. And then the stuff that looks like it may have come from the village, because it's not on your list of stuff from the mine, only has what look to be human prints on it.
Okay. All right, so someone's helping out. Okay.
So the boy is taking the stuff from the shop, putting it out there. Roberto's grabbing the stuff. Mine taking it out there. Roberto's using the vehicle. Drop off.
Well,
that's what we got to find out.
Okay. We got some evidence.
And Mark,
do we want to take the stuff away, or do we want to leave it as bait and see who comes and picks it up?
You want to leave another trap? We don't have a camera.
We don't have no cameras. And the range is too far for the cameras. I mean, we could set up camp and just...
Yeah, but...
Stakeout. We could do a stakeout, but we have no idea when they're going to pick it.
Is there a pizza joint in town?
No, sorry.
We can't do a stakeout. Without pizza, you can't do a stakeout.
Well, okay, what about... does any of us have the technical knowledge to rig up a chronocom to a doze grenade or something and do another trap like there?
Yeah, you guys could do that.
I mean, we don't have a camera, but we could switch the cameras from my chronocom. Leave my.
So it calls us when it goes off, and then we rush out there to pick up the sleeping victim.
Yeah. Or a Tangler grenade or whatever.
The problem is you're about 10 kilometers from the village. So it's out of the chronocom range.
Yes,
yeah, from the village.
I don't have any Tanglers.
Can't we just use like a Pringles can to boost the Wi-Fi?
I do have a pair of sunglasses, so I do wear my sunglasses at night.
Okay. You could.
And when you say you, you mean Angel.
Angel, yes. Angel could rig up a couple relays if you wanted to. Or you could try to anyways. But you could go back to the mine and fabricate a radio relay.
That would be
that could transmit. He has 10 hours. He's down in the mine now, isn't he?
What?
Roberto is down in the mine now, right?
He is for another couple hours.
Let's just do that, or go get another camera, or but a relay.
Well,
we
only had two, so I think we're gonna have to do the
We'll get a relay then. All right, let's try that.
Okay.
All right.
Or we can stake out by just sitting in the vehicle close enough for range.
That's what I was gonna.
You could do that too. Then
we can get there fast enough that something, you know. But then we still have to run all the way the other direction in case that dose grenade goes off.
Well, that would be, but in the middle would be just about right either way. Cause
you would be just on the edge both directions if you got right in between them.
Okay.
5 meters between both.
It's close enough that you could position yourself that you were within range of both of them. That is possible.
Okay. So is there a donut shop?
How about we put Jill and Shahuzan and Zolki out there?
It could be the stakeout.
You guys are permanent stakeout.
Pizza or donuts? That's what I need.
You could probably get donuts at the general store.
What's that thing that humans drink with donuts?
Dr. Pepper?
I guess if you want to stay awake.
So what they drink in Texas.
I guess we gotta leave this stick up then. Oh lordy. So wait, right. So that means we're still hooking up the crop the.
All right, somebody's got to make a roll to rig up the trap here at the drop point.
And we all know who's not going to...
Oh, no, Eric does. He's the demolitions guy. So, no, he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you put a doze grenade on that one again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody lend me a doze grenade. Or wait, we used somebody else's before, didn't we? So I've
that
got
was
one.
Mine.
We yeah. have the one, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you rig it up. Do you want to do anything else out there around that?
Put everything back the way we thought it was. And
okay.
Yeah. Well, looks like we're going to have to be searching out here for a while to look for things at some point after all this.
So now we're going to find out at least why Mark built.
All right, so you begin the stakeout.
This is probably a good time to stop.
Yeah, this is probably a good point to stop. Yeah. It's getting pretty late. So, but you've got that all set up. You've got a trap set at the close drop point and one at the far drop point. You think maybe the son of the general store owner is the one taking the stuff from the city, and you suspect Roberto at the mine.
Yeah. We got the camera set up at the.
And you've got the camera set
up. Grove.
So what's our next plan date?
The 8th, 9th, the day before you leave. That's the Friday before you leave to go to Malaysia. The 8th.
Oh,
so
it'd
be
December
8th.
That'll work. So yeah, I want a free all expense paid trip to Malaysia.
That's where I was born, actually.
Really?
Yeah, in a little town called, well, not little anymore, suburb now, but it's called Klang. It's just to the west of Kuala Lumpur. So,
okay, I've been to KL. I'm going to be down in Johor Bahru, across from Singapore.
Okay. So, the hoity-toity area.
That's where our factory is.
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy.
Oh yeah. Rush out there in 1 week and do everything and rush back.
Well, besides the technical difficulties. Besides the technical difficulties, how do you think it went? Any problems?
I think the problem is with us.
Nobody can roll.
I think
we got confused about things. So,
but we're starting to build up evidence, and at first, you're clueless because that's the way it starts. But
yeah,
I think we're getting somewhere. I mean, my hypothesis: new can of worms. These guys are hypnotized. That's why they don't remember doing it. And all this stuff is being left for some worm.
Worms. Yeah.
Oh, Worm City. Because it's...
But Dole doesn't figure that out yet because he's not thinking about
worms. He's thinking about blowing things up.
He really wants to use that.
What he thinks about all the time.
Okay, so. Yeah, I realize with the B team, we can't make rules, and that's the thing about Star Frontiers. When you first start out, your character's stuck. They suck.
Actually, when you first start out in most roles. So, I'm not going to say all, because there's some that you do.
Yeah, it depends on the game.
Yeah.
All right, is there anything I should be doing would be better if I did differently? Or that would be more helpful or useful, or
I think we need a map that shows a little bit. You know, where is this?
I can make that
the town to the mine.
I didn't. I where didn't make one of the whole valley, but I can do that. I can have one of those by next week, next time, and show you where everything is. Okay, I'll do that.
Ooh.
That's the one map I didn't make.
That was the most necessary, man. Now, is there anything that you need from our side?
No, I think you guys are good.
We're bumbling around, but we'll get there eventually.
You're getting there. You're getting really close, actually. So,
hey, this is our first gig.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and I will I will try to make sure that I have this all set up to run on my other computer next time. That's much, much more capable, so that I don't have the technical difficulties that time. So that's my other main task.
All right.
Okay, cool.
And hopefully we get everybody here next time.
Yeah. I like the email. So that
reminds me. Yeah, I will. I'll do that.
Like that.
So, all right.
And that's it then. Okay. Have a good night, everybody. Enjoy.
Good night.
Whoever was in the military as well as I, I hope you had a good Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah, good. I forgot about that. I didn't forget about it. I mean, for this here, I forgot to say that if anyone was a veteran.
Yeah. Not me. Yeah, my dad, my brother, my brother-in-law, my nephews.
My dad and my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, well, good luck, everybody. And if either of you guys, since I know Tom's always busy with his editing 12 different websites.
and also making 3D models of the ships.
Yeah,
I'm almost done with the write-up on the Stealth Scout.
If you guys are interested, we could kind of run through some of those and count them.
Okay, so email me when I'm free. I'll be down.